Here we go!
Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
Tom Brady, so amazing, so unstoppable, arguably the best quarterback of all time.
There's a lot of qualities you could start describing Matt Ryan with. The most dangerous quality opponents face is he is fearless throwing the football down the field.
Are you ready for some football?
Let's play some football.
I feel like they can, actually.
Nope. Not according to Superblow.
Oh, great.
Guys, the Atlanta Falcons take on the Patriots.
Come on and fly high, Falcons, soar in the sky. You're the football elite.
That's a pretty cool fight song.
That is a pretty great,
higher,
yeah.
Fly high, and the Falcons can't be beat.
Yay. Yay. Good morning,
good
everybody.
Good job.
Good morning. Welcome to the program, Tex and Steve-O.
I'm so happy to be here.
I'm happy to be here, too. It's Friday.
It's finally here.
Super Bowl weekend!
Falcons fever, true believers.
Yeah!
With that Falcons feeling.
Oh, yeah!
Like, wow!
Wild up, baby!
Okay. That's enough. All right?
Mm-mm.
That was Travis Tritt, by the way.
Wow. Yeah. I haven't heard that name in years.
Yeah, me neither.
Here's a quarter. Call someone who cares.
That's
good. That's about how it sounded back then too.
The Jets became contenders, and we cheered them on. Then they beat those Miami Pretenders, and the jinx was gone.
That's their fight song.
That's probably not their fight song.
It's titled.
Like that was fake.
New England, the Patriots, and we.
Okay.
And we.
We should have made up some fight songs, man.
Ah.
I feel like we could have done a really, 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 really good job.
Oh, yeah. We should have.
I don't know if I said really enough. Did I say really enough?
Let's see. I went to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
There's no Patriots fight song? What? They don't have a fight song?
That's lame.
Well, maybe they do. Here we go. I feel like that's not it.
That is definitely not it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, baby, baby. Wait.
Oh, good morning, Starmy.
Oh,
it
hey.
Is 6:14.
There's a high today. Yeah. It's still in the 60s, and I don't know how I feel about it. Like, I'm feeling all right,
I guess. Am absolutely fine with this.
Okay.
It's been beautiful.
Yeah.
It's been beautiful this week.
I don't like it because I have a really cool leather jacket, and I want to remain really cool leather jacket guy.
Well, this is the time of year. If you live in Albuquerque, it does this. It teases you.
That's true.
Oh, spring's right there. Oh, it's so warm outside. Oh, my gosh, it's 20 degrees outside and snowing. Oh, my pipes just froze during the night because it dropped down to 10 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it does this time of year. hate it.
Yeah.
So the cold will be back.
Welcome to this time of year.
You'll be able to rock that sweet jacket for
like
at least
champ.
Another month.
Don't you
month.
Lie to me.
Another month, man. Month and a half, tops. Guys, we got a big show planned for you guys on this Friday. Of course, coming up at 7, we have Amy and Beck. Are they both coming in?
Yeah, oh yeah.
From Bear Canyon CrossFit.
It's Amy's last time for, you know, gosh, a week.
Really?
A whole week. Yeah.
We're going to talk fitness, health, give you guys some good tips. Stay away from the fast food. We got Sam Swan coming in at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Jeff Meacham from Black-ish on the show.
But do we?
Yes. Hold on.
But do we?
Oh, that scared me. Oh, my gosh. That scared me. Because I had February 9th for Ren Collective, and I thought that was... and I'm sitting there going, no way. I did it again. No, it's this morning.
Okay.
From ABC's sitcom Black-ish, Jeff Meacham.
Mm-hmm. I'm choosing to believe you.
I really hope, because it'd be really embarrassing.
Yeah, quite.
If I messed up again.
Quite embarrassing.
So we predicted the outcome of the Super Bowl yesterday.
Little controversial.
Mm-hmm.
People on Instagram. If you don't follow us, by the way, @88FM. You can find us on Instagram. People on Instagram were saying, I mean, there's a bowl involved.
See, and that's what I was saying.
Things.
I've been doing Super Blow for many years, and nobody's ever stuck the eggs in bowls. Yeah. That might have disrupted the prognostication.
Is that a word?
I have no idea. So we have to do another round this morning. I want to try to do it in the 8 o'clock hour. That's what I want to try to do it. Because yesterday, Nomi called us, and she put the eggs in the microwave. And, the Patriots lost, which seems far-fetched.
Depends on who you talk to.
Oh, I know.
I've been doing some research.
Talk to me.
People are on that old Falcons bandwagon.
Falcons fever, true believer.
Great lyrics, Travis.
Big Al on Instagram said he was totally with this outcome. Rambaldi said his team's going all the way. # rise up.
Rise up!
Yeah, Rude Dog said that that was weak sauce. You can't put them in containers. It's not as reliable.
Maybe Rude Dog could do another round with us
maybe,
in the 8 o'clock hour.
Maybe.
I don't know.
So, yeah, people were chiming in on the Instagram, which was great.
Good.
Did I mention people were chiming in on our Instagram?
Go follow us. Well, every year, EA Sports runs a simulated Super Bowl on the latest edition of Madden. And it's been right 9 of the last 13 years. 2 years ago, the game not only correctly predicted a Patriots win over the Seahawks, but it also nailed the final score, 28-24. Last year, totally wrong. The simulation had the Carolina Panthers beating the Broncos 24-20, but the Broncos won 24-10. Well, this year, Madden predicts the Patriots will knock off the Falcons,
man,
by a score of 27-24. That's a close game. In fact, virtual Tom Brady won it with a touchdown pass to Julian Edelman.
Julian Edelman.
Thank you. With 20 seconds left in the game. It was clutch. Patriots were facing a 4th-and-goal with 4 yards to go. And since they were down 24-20, a field goal wouldn't do anything. That's... I don't know. Is that a safe prediction?
I mean,
well,
you want to go, man? Would you like to go?
To
found
the Super
some
Bowl?
Tickets.
Yeah. How much are they going for?
Let's see.
A couple grand?
It depends.
3 grand?
There's 17 tickets here if you want to sit here. About
wow, those
40,
are those good seats?
Dude, look at that. It's right at the 50-yard line.
I would feel like you'd want to be up a little bit.
You want to be up a little bit? Okay, those are about 5 grand right there. Let's see. 7 grand. Why would you want to be up?
Because
field level right there, man. Look at that. You want to be in the end zone?
But when you're up higher, you can see everything. You can see the action a little bit better.
If you're in the upper corner, that's 642. That's way up here in the very tip top upper corner. It's the cheapest seat you're going to find right now. It's at $2,600.
Huh.
That's stupid, man.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
That's actually pretty low compared to other years. Last year's were ridiculous.
No, that's stupid, man.
No, it is. You're right. It sure
is. That's what our seats would look like. That's not terrible.
No, that's not bad at all.
Those are only $2,800, man, if you want
to. You've been to an NFL game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you.
Been to a couple.
When you're like, they call it the nosebleed section.
Yeah.
It really isn't that bad.
It's not bad because you can see everything.
Yeah.
But it's also so far away that.
Yeah.
Kind of. Last game I was at, I made the mistake of getting them on Craigslist and didn't research what side I would be on, and I was deep in Bronco territory at the Broncos-Buccaneers game.
Oh, man.
Wearing all my Buccaneers gear.
Yeah?
Surrounded by Bronco fans, yeah.
Were they nice?
Yeah, until I dumped nachos on that one guy.
Oh, that's right. I remember that story.
Really cool until I totally flipped nachos over on a really big, scary cowboy man. Not cowboys, real life cowboy.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
You know it's bad when you have the nosebleed section as a UFC fight.
Oh, really?
It's
you might
okay.
as well just be watching the screen.
Well, they have the giant jumbo screens, so it's not a big deal. You find yourself watching that most of the time.
Yeah,
but. Yeah, you can't see anything from. I mean, they're in the octagon.
Yeah.
So then, usually the cage blocks most of. Then you got the cameraman,
man,
on each corner of the octagon. It just blocks everything,
dude.
Yeah, you want to be close for a UFC fight.
Yeah,
yeah.
I got to go to one courtesy of our boy Ricky
here.
Uh huh.
It was a great night.
It was like, front row next to like Carlos Condit was sitting by us and Diego was there and we were all hanging out. And so that was my one experience. And I'm like, I don't ever want to go again because I was literally up against the octagon in the very front row with Steven and his wife and Chrissy. And it was just.
That was at the UFC fight or the Jackson's fights?
It was like a Jackson's.
Oh.
Sorry. No, not UFC.
Okay.
I mean, it was MMA. My bad.
Those are fun.
I've never been to a big UFC fight.
Well, I used to go all the time.
Yeah.
And it's cool because we usually get the press passes.
Mm-hmm.
The only bad part about being press when we get to sit right up front, but you can't yell. You can't say anything.
Oh, right.
And if you
press.
Do, they come over and they give you a warning. They come over and they go, psst.
Wow.
Like, that's their warning. Next one, you're out of here.
No way.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
So that's the only bad thing about it. You can't cheer.
Oh,
so
man.
If your favorite fighter is winning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
Can you do like the fist raised? Like,
no, you can't show any emotion.
No way.
Can't.
Wow.
They won't allow the press to do that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So you just got to be stoic.
Pretty much.
Nodding your head in agreement.
Yep.
Nice. Well done.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
That's fun though.
That'd be difficult. I would probably rather just be with the fans, man.
Yeah. It kind of is bittersweet.
Oh.
Because you're up close.
Yeah.
You can't. Can't show any emotion.
You probably can't take pictures or anything, really, right?
No, you can.
Yeah, I guess.
They allow that.
Okay.
Yeah, because you're press, and it's usually...
You like doing selfies?
Well, it's funny, because we're usually next to the people that write for, big magazines, like Sports Illustrated, and so they're all typing out their blogs while we're sitting next to them, trying not to freak out, but we are.
Yeah, we were sitting by a dude who had a laptop, and the whole time he was just going...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 585 Live. Feel free to shoot us a text throughout the show this morning. Contribute. Be a part of the show with us. We love hearing from you.
Apparently, we're infecting New Mexico. Farmington just chimed and said, I know this was yesterday's topic, but I went to pick up my kids from school yesterday, and guess what new sign was posted?
Oh.
Yep. No cell phones, please. No! Watch for kids. We did it, man. We did it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're infiltrating the scene. We're making people get off their cell phones.
Good. Get off your cell phone.
Yeah.
Pay attention to your kids. Landon last night, he is still at that age. He's 11, and he loves to wrestle. I mean, dude, just love. He's a lot like Brody.
He needs to hang out with Jack and Luke.
And
that's all they do.
Last night we were wrestling, and I was so tired. But it was one of those moments where he started wrestling me, and I'm like, you know what? I have to just go with this because I know I'm not going to have this much longer.
And you're like, oh, my back.
Yeah. So we were wrestling for probably 30, 40 minutes. And finally I was sitting there going, Landon,
I'm so into
it. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
I can't. And so I feel so bad because I'm a big guy. You know, I'm a little overweight. And poor little Landon weighs, I don't know, 60 pounds. And I tried to get up and threw him off my back, and he just landed wrong. And I'm sitting there going, oh, gosh, please. I hope I didn't break something. He was fine, but he got up, you know, and tried to shake it off and just kind of ran into his room. I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no. I'm such a terrible dad. Ugh. I make my kids cry all the time.
Good job,
Dad. Good job. Just failing.
I'm not going to tell you about my evening then, because it seems like Thursdays, maybe it's because Beck and Amy are coming in, so my body freaks out because I know I'm going to have the healthy talk. Because yesterday, I was the hero, because it was like, I don't really feel like cooking. Nobody wants, what do you guys, nobody
pizza?
Wants to
do you guys
anything.
Go pizza?
Wingstop.
Yeah, oh man.
40 Wings of Doom.
Nailed it.
Yep. And some He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
Yeah,
and
come on.
Come on, push it.
Yeah.
Push it.
Dude, we went for it.
Good for you
guys.
We
went hard.
That's okay every once in
a
while.
The old lemon pepper.
Hey, you have to.
Yeah, dude.
You have to be able to just eat whatever you want, especially you. You should. You really can eat whatever you want.
Dude, so the family pack is like 30. And I was like, I'll get 10 extra, you know, just in case. And I was barreling through, not paying attention. And everybody got food, thankfully, because all of a sudden I went back to get, it had to have been thirds, not seconds.
Oh my gosh.
And I went back and I opened it up and I was like, oh no. Do we have another box? There are only 5 in here.
No.
35 wings.
Oh my gosh.
Gone.
That's not cool.
Just gone.
Steve-o.
Yeah.
See? You need that protein, man.
I guess so.
You need that protein.
I guess so. So, yeah.
What else we got? The top signs. You're at a bad Super Bowl party.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I've got a great story today I'm really excited to talk about because, as we know, Lady Gaga rocking the halftime show. But halftime show, not everybody gets to enjoy the halftime show. And so coming up, I have just a fun story about Super Bowls gone by and how players respond in situations when they're dope performers at the Super Bowl.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good morning, Starnie. When we come back, headlines. Check the roads out there. Big show today. 585 Live, 585-5483. Feel free to shoot us a text. Feel free to call us, 338-3700. We'll be right back.
Here's a hotspot from Skip Heitzig about the front lines of spiritual warfare.
Satan gets you to question God's blueprint, God's word, the Bible. This thing's outdated. This won't work in my situation. The Bible won't work in real life. You have to go to the secular world to get real help.
Skip has this shot about false branding.
And our culture has become very good at taking old sins and giving them new names. Even the word sin.
Even the word sin.
Try seeing if that's tolerated.
Listen to Skip's teachings on the go when you get the Skip Heitzig podcast on your mobile device.
Listen, we're all going to be challenged. When you put the stake down in the ground that says who you are and what you believe, your faith is going to be challenged, your positions are going to be challenged, your love for God will be challenged, God's love for you will be challenged.
Find more from Skip at connectiononline.org.
Take up the full armor of God. You cling to the truth. Jesus said you will know the truth. The truth will set you free.
In the view of such harmony in the cosmos, which I, with my limited human mind, am able to recognize, there are yet people who say there is no God. But what makes me really angry is they quote me for support of such views. That's the Solar Flare from Albert Einstein.
Super Bowl 51, Sunday night in Houston. It's the final hours for ticket scalpers and people peddling phony tickets. NFL Senior Counsel Mike Buchwald says the real things have security enhancements.
Thermochromic ink is used on the graphic on the lower part of the ticket. The HTX logo and the NRG Stadium image will fade when heat is applied and will return when the heat source is removed.
The New England Patriots are going for a fifth Super Bowl title in the game. The Atlanta Falcons looking for their first.
At the National Prayer Breakfast, President Trump defending his executive order on immigration while also vowing to protect religious liberty. But he also took a swipe at the new host of The Apprentice.
And they hired a big, big movie star, Arnold Schwarzenegger, to take my place. And we know how that turned out.
Microsoft proposing exemptions to the president's immigration order, allowing people from the 7 affected countries to enter and leave the U.S. on business or for family emergency if they have a valid work or student visa and haven't committed any crimes. The Microsoft proposal made in a letter to the Homeland Security Chief and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson.
Some kinds of Skoal and other smokeless tobacco brands are being voluntarily recalled over complaints that metal objects, some of them sharp, have been found inside the can.
The president's pick to head the EPA, Scott Pruitt, moving on to the full Senate after a second committee suspended rules to get around a Democrat boycott.
The CEO of Ralph Lauren has abruptly stepped down.
Pittsburgh's mayor says that city's water is safe, even though a boil order is still in effect for about 100,000 customers.
6:36, good morning.
High today of 60 degrees.
How are we looking out there this morning?
Literally nothing happening on the road right now. The sun isn't even up yet. Remember yesterday when I was like, man, it's pink and the sun?
Yeah.
The sun got lazy today, guys. It's Friday. Ain't nobody want to work today.
Yo, dog.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful morning. Welcome, everyone. Big show.
The big show?
Yep, big show. We will do another round of Super Blow, 8 o'clock hour. If you're going to be home in the 8 o'clock hour and you have a couple eggs in a microwave, hit us up on the live line. Let us know that you can play Super Blow.
Yeah, we need some help, yo.
Because yesterday it went down in our first round and the Patriots lost.
Would that be like the first half?
Maybe.
Atlanta won the half.
Really, the only reason why we're doing another round is because it's 100. We've been 100% accurate for years on this, and Naomi changed it up. She put the eggs in a bowl, and I think that messed things up.
No.
And I don't want that to ruin the 100% accuracy. You know.
Uh huh.
Just saying.
I question your 100% accuracy.
Seriously.
Huh? What?
I'm not joking around.
Every year?
Every year. I'm not making this up. I'm dead serious.
Maybe years ago you guys should have gotten 3 eggs and written Buck, Dex, and Baxter on them and put them in the microwave, because then you could have predicted that 2 of you would have gotten fired.
That's not funny at all. I'm going to pretend I never heard that. Didn't even know what you said.
Oh, man.
Pretty funny. Oh, thanks, 7 a.m. We got Amy and Beck from Bear Canyon Crossing.
Oh, man.
You're a funny man, Steve-O.
Thebes in California chimed in and said that he started watching Masters of the Universe with the girls the other day.
Really?
He-Man? Said, I don't remember it being so terrible. Cedar asked to watch it again last night. It's a fantastic show, my friends.
Sure is.
It is so good. Oh, man.
And the Masters of the Universe.
Back when we were kids.
Prince of Eternia, defender of the secrets of Castle Grayskull.
That's, oh, my gosh. Castle Grayskull right
it
there,
just
man.
Takes you right back.
Yeah, immediately.
This is Cringer, my fearless friend.
Oh, come on.
He's so such lame. A coward.
Hit him with the sword. Turn him into battle cat.
Fabulous secret powers were revealed to me the day I held aloft my magic sword and said, by the power of Grayskull,
I have the power.
Put a shirt dude, on, come man. On. Come on.
Stop it. Stop
family
messing
show.
With He-Man.
Family show. Look at that haircut.
It's really bad, guys.
It's seriously a Brody haircut. That's a Brody haircut.
My gosh.
I've seen Brody with that haircut. Do you think that's why Brody loved the show?
Dude, Brody went crazy.
He loved it.
Crazy on that show. He loved everything about it. Halfway through the show, when He-Man pulls out a sword and he says, by the power of Grayskull, Brody yelled, yeah. I have the power! I was like, I love you so much right now.
That's great.
It was great, dude.
Good.
And then at the end of the episode, it was like, well, kids, today we saw that so-and-so was afraid. But we don't have to be afraid. Sometimes we make mistakes, but as the old saying goes, and then they give you an old saying.
That's great.
Yeah.
I love that.
If at first you don't succeed, try again. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just had three different people chime in saying, Steve-O, always eating. I'm in the mic. Yeah. I had to finish my oatmeal, guys.
It's okay.
Oh, man. Somebody else chimed in and said, He-Man is so geek-centric.
Stop it. In the newsroom, Steve Jeter.
Hey, guys, I was looking around.
Okay.
I don't know why. I forgot. Well, guys, the Super Bowl is this Sunday, and there have been some epic Super Bowl halftime shows over the years, but probably the most epic of all time. Actually, I wouldn't agree with that statement with myself right now.
Yeah.
But on the list of one of the greatest halftime shows, the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only,
come on,
the king of pop,
come on,
Michael Jackson.
Ah!
Oh! 24 years ago, Super Bowl 27, Dallas Cowboys, Buffalo Bills, big day. Well, Michael Irvin recently decided to confess something to his old coach and to the world at large. You see, the Cowboys were taking on the Buffalo Bills in Super Bowl 27, but halftime was very, very, very special. Michael Jackson, man.
Yeah.
It's MJ.
So we watched this before the show this morning. We went to YouTube and typed in, what was Super Bowl
27. 1993.
A halftime show. You have to go back and watch it.
I remember being a kid and watching it going, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's the moment when Michael Jackson comes up out of the stage and he just stands there for five minutes.
Seriously.
For like 5 minutes and didn't move.
Didn't budge. Just like a statue.
And the crowd was erupting.
Man just screaming. And then he moved his head.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh my gosh.
He just stood there.
Oh, man.
It was great.
MJ. But then the crazy thing was, we realized, wait a second, MJ's not really singing.
Yeah, he's lip-syncing.
Nowadays, he would have been filleted. Oh, man, Michael Jackson didn't even sing, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but they've been lip-syncing for a long time. They usually always lip-sync during the halftime show.
Well, here's the best part. Michael Irvin, one of the raddest wide receivers of all time, number 88, love you! He said, listen, man. Cowboys head coach Jimmy Johnson was trying to talk about game planning and everything, and we're sitting here like, come on, coach. This is the best. Quote, and then half of us were sneaking out to go watch Michael Jackson. I mean, Michael Jackson is Michael Jackson, end quote.
That's what I'm talking about, right?
What's crazy is that was the event that helped elevate the halftime show. Up to that point, it was like, it was cool. They got performers, but in 1993, James Earl Jones read the introduction to Michael Jackson, and dude changed the game. The year prior, Fox, before it ever broadcast NFL games, they drew viewers away during the halftime with a special episode of In Living Color.
Wow.
Yeah. So the halftime show wasn't really a spectacle, and Michael Jackson in 1993 changed the game where more people tuned in and stuck around for the halftime than tuned out.
I didn't know that was
first
the year.
Of course, here's the thing. For Michael Irvin's credit, to his credit, the Cowboys were leading the Bills 28-10 at halftime. So a lot of the players were like, yo, man, we got this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And Coach Johnson's like, trying to give this like rousing speech about keeping up the energy and all this stuff. And they're like, dude,
they
MJ
out the
is
back?
Playing.
Oh.
And they snuck out the back of Coach's halftime speech to go watch Michael Jackson.
Good for them.
Yeah.
I'm a little montage for you.
Remember the time.
The way you make Here's the best part. The Buffalo Bills only scored 7 more points in the second half. Of course, that led to the 52-17 blowout we all know and loved.
Wow.
When the Dallas Cowboys crushed the Buffalo Bills. 52-17. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I gotta be honest, man. You got a job to do. Job's not over.
Oh,
supposed to listen to coach.
I would have slipped out.
If I would have snuck out so fast.
See, I wouldn't have been the guy leading if somebody tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Hey, let's just slip out the back." Okay,
dude,
I would have gone.
Yeah, something tells me Coach Jimmy Johnson knew what was happening.
I don't know. There's a lot of people in the locker room.
Yeah, but dude, Michael Irvin, really, like your star wide receiver, like you don't notice him missing.
Maybe he acted like he had to go to the bathroom real quick. Coach, maybe. I gotta go to the bathroom.
Coach, I saw it right in the middle of your impassioned halftime speech.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, man.
Good for them.
Here's the deal. We got people chiming in about Super Blow. In fact, people chiming in saying that they could be a part of Super Blow. A lot of people.
Good.
Somebody says, watch this. You're going to do this again, and this time the Falcons will blow first but win the Super Bowl. Then what we'll know is the Bulls don't really matter. Is it really worth it? Is it really?
Yeah.
Really worth it?
Yeah.
Dex just wants to make somebody else's microwave messy.
Well, Nomi, that's the thing with the Bulls. That when they exploded, when the egg exploded, there was no egg everywhere.
Okay.
I think it messed up.
Okay.
The prediction.
Farmington chimed in and said, MJ was awesome. He didn't need a whole lot to put on a good show. Nowadays, there's lights, lasers, smoke, thousands of extras, blah, blah, blah. MJ was the best. Dude, when he pops out and just stands there forever, I was like, is he going to move? Like, yes. Does he ever do anything? And finally, he just started dancing. And I'm like, man, he was a performer.
Let's take some time to remember the king of pop.
The crowd that is forming outside the UCLA Medical Center.
We are hearing from multiple sources now.
We can confirm to you that
Michael Jackson, the king of pop, has died.
There you go.
Why would you do that?
Rest in peace.
Oh my gosh.
Gonna make a change once in my life.
Oh, dude. You are so fired. Why you gotta bring it down, man? We were talking about the good old days. Cowboys beating up on the Bills in Super Bowls, and those were great days. And the MJ halftime show.
Ugh. At times during his career.
Okay. We're out.
Moving on. Fox actually nixed a Super Bowl ad this year for a company called 84 Lumber. Building materials supply company bought a Super Bowl ad for the first time this year, but things are not going as smoothly as it planned. The ad is called The Journey. Stop me if you've heard this one. It's about a Mexican mother and her daughter making the hard and dangerous trip from Mexico to the United States, but when they approach the border, they see a massive wall being built. Fox was actually really, 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 really not cool with that. They basically shut it down because, quote, it is too controversial. 84 Lumber is still going to air the exact same ad. It just won't have the wall at the end. Instead, there's just a link to the website where you can watch the ending.
See,
if you want to.
I'm going to have to keep looking for this because this morning I watched the one without the wall at the end.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty, I mean, it's just about this mom and daughter making their way. They're making this trek towards America, and it's like this adventure, this journey that they're on. And then the commercial ends. They're at like a campfire. It's at nighttime, and then it ends.
Well, here's the crazy thing. So the extended version of the ad allegedly is online. The ending isn't available yet, by the way.
See, that's what I thought. I thought that's what we're going to see at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you'll have to wait until after the ad airs on Sunday, then hit up their website to see the rest of the story. Now, here's okay. The thing. Sounds like an anti-Trump ad, right?
Yeah, kind of does.
Wrong! Maggie Hardy McGurko, 84 Lumber's president and owner, is actually a Trump supporter. Now, do you want me to spoil the ending of the ad?
Yeah.
Okay. Spoiler alert if you care about a Super Bowl commercial that you can't see the ending to because Fox pulled it, but you'd go online. Okay, stupid. At the end of the ad, reportedly, the mother and daughter look up at what appears to be a giant wall being built. But the workers are actually building a massive doorway.
Wow.
Yeah. At the end of the ad, it ends with a tagline that says, quote, "The will to succeed will always be paved to the gates of hell."
What? What?
I just made that up.
Okay.
It says, "The will to succeed will always be welcome here."
Oh, my gosh. That's good.
Maggie says her faith in elected officials, quote, make the decisions to make us safe, but she also believes the country does need immigrant workers. She's concerned about the labor shortage her company is facing and says, quote, I'm all about those people who are willing to fight to go that extra yard to make a difference. Then if they have to, you know, climb higher, go under, do whatever it takes to become a citizen. I'm all for that 110%.
Here's one, and I don't want to get into this discussion or anything, but I just want to mention this because I don't remember what documentary it was, but it was a few years ago. There was a documentary that came out, and it was talking about how if you took all of the illegal immigrants out of our country, a head of lettuce would be $5. A tomato would be $4 to $6. Because they pay them,
yeah,
you know, such little money.
I think it was called Sicario.
Sicario, yes.
Yes.
Yes, Sicario.
Documentary.
I don't know if that's true or not. I mean, if you pulled out all of those workers here and then hired Americans at minimum wage.
Why are you doing this? You realize our live line's just going to blow up people like wanting to chime in. I was doing a Super Bowl ad commercial.
I'm sorry.
Now we're talking about a $5 head of lettuce.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the wall and I'm thinking about, you know, if it's harder for illegals to get into our country.
You know what? China has a giant wall and their heads of lettuce are still cheap.
Okay.
That's studio at star88.fm.
Attention, Steve-O.
Yeah. She actually, the head of the company said she didn't realize this was going to be so controversial. Quote, we didn't know this was going to be the hot topic
right.
6 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
They knew it was going to be a topic. They didn't know it was going to be the topic. End quote.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on. A new survey found 31% of us don't plan to watch the Super Bowl this Sunday because we hate our lives. What? But football is the favorite sport to watch by far. 39% said it's the best sport to watch on television. Basketball was next at 12%. Baseball at a lowly 10%.
That's right, everybody. Woo!
Baseball! I feel like you threw that in there just so I would say baseball.
Baseball.
Oh, man.
Baseball.
One-third of Americans aren't going to watch the Super Bowl? That's just un-American, man.
Before we go to break,
yeah.
I think we should take some time to flashback to all of the wonderful halftime shows for you know, the Super Bowl.
Because yeah.
It's the week. It's coming up on Sunday.
Goggers. You love Lady Gaga.
Yes.
You're excited to see her perform.
Halftime shows were huge. What about the Star Spangled Banner?
Oh, dude. Are you going to play Whitney?
What about that? I mean, halftime shows are great.
Yeah.
But what about the performances that we've seen from many celebrities?
I think Whitney Houston did the best Star Spangled Banner ever, and I think U2 did the best halftime show ever.
That's a good call.
Ah, Prince was really good, too, though.
Prince was good.
Oh, Prince was so good.
Ladies and gentlemen, to honor America, an all-star Star Spangled Banner, Lady Gaga.
Oh, say, can you see?
Beautiful.
Darius Rucker.
That it all is early.
Melissa Etheridge.
What so proudly we hail.
Usher.
At the twilight's last gleam.
Demi Lovato.
Who's brought stripes.
Did they announce who was going to sing this year? Star Spangled Banner?
I don't know.
Fallout
Boy. Fallout
Boy?
Little Big Town.
O'er the ramparts we watch.
Journey.
We're so gallant.
Journey?
Rascal Flatts.
In the Rockets' red glare.
Idina Menzel.
The bombs bursting in air.
No.
Patrick Monahan of Train.
Yeah.
find out who's going to sing.
Yeah, yeah. Luke Bryan, country star.
Okay.
This is just still going.
Yeah, there's still like a minute and a half. I'll just cut it there. Luke Bryan?
Yeah, Luke Bryan. Dude, Prince, man. Sorry, I'm still stuck on
that. Prince was, that was a great halftime show. Pyro everywhere.
Yeah.
You know it's a good show when you got pyro.
Man, you blew up my live line with stupid conversations on like the minimum wage and child labor laws and immigrants working these jobs that nobody else wants.
It's a hot topic, man.
I'm just like, I can't even read normal things like Prince when it started raining during Purple Rain. I know, right?
No. Oh,
gosh, it was so good.
It's beautiful.
Oh!
I apologize.
One of the greatest guitar players of all time. And he had to ruin it by talking about a wall.
Hit me up on my Facebook page, guys. We'll talk.
Okay. Oh, thankfully, we're almost out of time. Day after Donald Trump used a Black History Month event to continue his war with the media, he was at a national prayer breakfast taking shots at Arnold Schwarzenegger's Celebrity Apprentice rating. He said,
"We had tremendous success on The Apprentice, and when I ran for president, I had to leave the show. That's when I knew for sure I was doing it. And they hired a big, big movie star, Arnold Schwarzenegger, to take my place. And we know how that turned out.
Oh.
The ratings went right down the tubes. It's been a total disaster."
And you know what it has? I watched the first episode, and it's terrible.
Okay, but man, come on, President. You're at a national prayer breakfast. You're taking shots at Arnold. Come on, man. He was like a childhood hero.
He can't help it.
He was a Terminator.
He can't help it.
Come with me if you want to live.
And he's, I love Arnold, but he's terrible in that role.
Well, that's probably not the role he should have taken on.
You've been terminated.
Arnold's rep fired off and said, "Arnold is praying that President Trump can start improving his own approval ratings, which were the worst in history for an incoming president, by taking his job seriously and working inclusively." End quote. And then Arnold himself actually posted a video response.
"Hey, Donald, I have a great idea. Why don't we switch jobs? You take over TV because you're such an expert in ratings, and I take over your job. And then people can finally sleep comfortably again."
Hmm? Wow.
All right.
Could you imagine? I mean,
him and Arnold.
He could never be our president.
Well, he couldn't. He's not. He wasn't born in America. He's Austrian.
I know nothing about his politics, but I just want to vote for the Terminator, man.
And by the way, they do say, "You've been terminated."
Uh-uh.
Yeah, in Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh. Maybe that's why the ratings are down so much, because nobody wants to support it. Because,
maybe.
I don't know. Maybe it has nothing to do with Arnold.
It's really cheesy. It's really stupid.
All right. I've never watched.
We got to take a break. When we come back, we have a couple coaches. Amy and Beck from Bear Canyon CrossFit will be joining us. Some health tips. Keep you guys motivated. Keep you out of the fast food restaurants.
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Sivo.
Here they come!
You know, Dex and Sivo, you know, we ain't really never been in shape. It don't matter now. We got a gym.
Hey! CrossFit. Deadlift.
Deadlift.
Sweating. Jumping on the box box.
Jumping.
Rowing. I got style. Give me that back squat.
Back squat. Picking up that rope. I'm in a crock pot. We came from nothing to something.
Gotta trust everybody. Grip that rope.
That
check
rope.
Out the wad. France gonna get you.
Yeah.
My gyms is bad and bougie.
Bad and bougie.
Cooking up that rope like an Uzi.
My coach is savage.
Coach is savage.
Ruthless.
Ruthless.
Good morning. Welcome to another edition of Bad and Bougie. We need to come up with a name for this feature, ladies.
Bad,
man.
What is I don't think bad and bougie is the way we
want to
go.
Yeah, I don't know. Stay away from that. Good morning, Amy and Beck from Bear Canyon CrossFit. They're here to
good morning.
Coach us, encourage us, get us back on track. Yesterday, we were talking about how. So yesterday was the day where everybody goes to fast food. I mean, they drop their New Year's resolution and they hit the fast food.
Really?
According to a couple apps or something, with where you get to check in, people check in at different like restaurants and stuff.
Yeah.
According to that and all their data, that's yesterday was the day people checked into fast food restaurants the most.
So they make these goals 4 weeks, and then at four weeks they're like, "Forget this.
Yeah,
where's my quick fix?
Yeah, I'm gonna go and just purge and just
It's the binge day.
It's the binge day.
Like, it's not a purge. It's not a purge. Dummy, it's a binge.
I was thinking of the movie The Purge when they were all coming in. It's like they're getting rid of humans.
The
yeah, exactly.
They're purging their system. Yeah. They're purging their system.
They're purging their system of all the healthiness. Goes down the,
Which by the way,
a horrible statistic. I hate that.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Like all the goals that you have are go out the door.
Yeah. Yep.
It's just, is it just for one day? Is it a thing?
Get all back on.
And then they get back on.
No, I doubt it.
I think
it was yesterday was the day that everybody breaks.
Yeah,
and then
and they never go back.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
They go back on January 1st of 2018.
That's
right?
Exactly. That's
for
true.
another 4 weeks.
Yep.
By the way, I got the definition of bougie in case anybody wants to know what it means.
I do.
It means high class, flossin', ballin'. One who possesses elite swag.
Oh, we are that. For sure.
Oh, man.
Some of us
are. The pushing girls.
Yeah.
Do you guys possess elite swag?
Absolutely.
I'm sporting elite swag this morning because I'm rocking my Bear Canyon hood.
7 days a week. I don't think I've ever seen you with not that thing on.
I love this hoodie. It's so soft.
All right. Well, let's recap. Let's go to the question we got last week about somebody texted in about having type 2 diabetes.
Yeah, we get questions all the time. Which, by the way, 585 live. If you'd like to chime in on the live line, we got the girls in this morning. And yeah, last week we were talking about healthy eating habits, sugar intake, and somebody with type 2 diabetes, it's obviously a little more difficult. And you guys being medical doctors, not qualified professional medical doctors, you didn't want to just throw out some crazy advice, but you had a week to research, and what'd you find out?
Well, it's pretty awesome. Getting questions like this is, it's constantly, we're supposed to constantly be looking at our nutrition. Currently I don't, we don't have any members that are, type 2. I think the question was I can't quote it exactly, but it was for someone with type 2 diabetes and basically an impact on high blood sugar levels. They need to maintain their blood sugar levels to maintain their their health. So again, I'm not a medical professional, so I looked up the American Diabetes Association gives just really simple, basic information. I mean, aside from talking to your medical professional, they recommend lean proteins. So fish, chicken, turkey. She talked about, if I remember correctly, she was talking about carbohydrates, like what carbohydrates I consume, and that is where it gets really sticky. It's not hard to maintain a good program having type 2 diabetes, but it's tedious. You have to watch their blood sugar really, 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 really carefully. So they want to stay away from, whole grains such as wild rice, quinoa, and – worst options, refined white flour, different breakfast cereals, white bread, pastries, everything that has that enriched white flour that sparks high cholesterol. Stick with quinoa, rice, whole grains, stuff we preach every day for regular. And it's really not that much of a difference. But again, you don't want to spike your – you want something that's a slow-release carbohydrate like sweet potatoes, quinoa, rice. Again, talk to your medical professional, but make healthy choices.
Yeah.
Like the McDonald's food versus the whole grain breakfast, which – again, which Steve and Dex are eating this morning.
I've already mostly inhaled.
So stick with eating clean. Clean.
That's good.
Yeah.
And it's easy.
I got to tell you, this is the second week that Amy brought in food for us. And she just makes it, what, takes 5 minutes to put together?
It takes for you guys about 25, 30 minutes.
So much less. Yes.
Come on, give me a little more credit. But yes,
I was going to say, there's like eggs in here.
Maybe 5 minutes. A little avocado in there.
So
whole grain bread.
It's so good.
And
it's
is there so any like butter or anything? Like what is, it's literally just
butter.
An egg and
right now,
what are you frying?
What are you frying eggs in there? Coconut oil.
Coconut oil. Oh, okay. Coconut. We use avocado oil.
Fat. Avocado oil?
Hey, yeah. Avocado
me
oil.
Me too.
Hey, yeah. talk to us just to recap on last week. Tell me, because you walked into the gym after, so I make you this whole grain, really healthy, yum, yum, yum. You guys devour it.
Right.
And then that temptation. Yeah. That drive
last week you wanted to make sure that we had like the pros and the cons of fast food and you know eating healthy versus the quick fix, and so you brought in this whole grain. There was an over medium or easy, because mine just exploded everywhere. It was so good. Egg and some avocado. Inhaled that. It was fantastic. Except you brought in some McDonald's also, and you're like, don't eat this. We're going to leave it on the shelf for a week and see if it preserves, because it will. And like 30 minutes to an hour later, I was like, yeah, but she won't care if I really eat this. And I ate about half of the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, and I started feeling gross, man. And I had to throw the rest away. I couldn't eat it.
Yeah, he kept walking up to me, and he was...
Dude, I seriously started, like, cramping. It just felt, I don't know, heavy. Like, it was really...
Could you feel the oil and the grease in your mouth after?
Dude, it was really gross and different. Yeah, seriously. It was... I was really bummed at you, because I loved those things before. And for real, it was like this ball in my stomach. And I'm like, oh, great. Now I got to go to the gym. But what I did was I just kept drinking lots and lots and lots of water. And so it worked out at the gym on Friday. But,
you know, the other thing to look at that, like, here we are eating healthy and it feels good. And we know what that feels good. But for the average person, that drive through, that quick fix is how they feel all the time. Because they don't even know the difference of that.
Right.
You know, what does it feel like to eat really well and eat healthy?
Right.
You know, they feel the way you just felt, but that's just their norm.
That's their routine. Yeah, right? That's what they're used to. So somebody just chimed in on the live line, excuse me, said, hey, I just want to let you guys know, I recently finished the National Diabetes Association program that they have right here in Albuquerque.
Oh, that's cool.
It's for people who are pre-diabetic. It's a great program. It's a year long. There's lots of support and totally free. They said they lost 65 pounds and they are no longer pre-diabetic. So definitely check it out.
Wow, that is awesome.
That's amazing.
Cool. Yeah, that's great.
How do people access that?
That's a great question. I'm going to look it up and get back to you. Okay. So, Randy, Randy from Indiana just chimed in. She's listening to us in Indiana. Hello, Indiana. She was the one that asked the carbs question for type 2 diabetes. I wanted to say thank you so much for your input on the subject. And she's recently made a doctor's appointment. So thanks again for the push to get started eating healthier.
Yay. Job, Randy. That's cool. What we want.
Thanks
that's
for
great.
Listening out in Indiana. I love that. That's really, really cool. Yeah. So yeah, I'll get the information on the program here in Albuquerque as well for those that are interested on that pre-diabetic program here. That's cool.
Yeah, if you guys have any questions, you guys can text them in, 585-LIVE. What did you guys want to talk about this week?
Well, we wanted to kind of talk about, you know, just kind of recapping what we've talked about for the last 5 weeks. You know, we talked about in the very beginning, I think the first time I came in here is how to do it, like how to get through it. And we talked about just keeping it really simple, making sure that you're doing whole grains if you're going to do carbohydrates, making sure that your protein is lean protein, make sure that your fats are the olives and avocados and the coconut oil and all the really healthy fats, making sure that you're eating fruit but not too much fruit and staying away from that processed stuff. And then we talked about, like, you know, what happens when you fall off? And Rebecca and I have talked about it, and we preach it, is write your food down. Take a moment to write it down. And Dex, you experimented with that.
Yeah.
And, you know, what does it look like to all of a sudden to be able to see what's in front of you? And then we talked about Rebecca came in and did a great segment on how to get your body back and what it feels like after having a baby and raising kids and trying to juggle that and figure all that out. And, you know, society's pressures.
Constant struggle,
right?
Constant.
And then we talked a little bit about last week about the easy fix, you know, going through the drive-thrus and how you feel when you can, you know, what's your budget look like and how do you feel when you eat like crap versus eating healthier or eating, you know, more whole grain foods. And then Steve-O and I talked a little bit this week about, and we can kind of spend a little bit of time about talking about society pressure. Mm. Like, you know, you open up every magazine, every billboard, everywhere you look, it shows women and men and they're the bigger, the better and the thinner, the better. And, you know, what your face looks like in your hair and your body. And there's all this pressure, so much pressure that I think, it keeps people from the gym.
Yeah.
It keeps people from having the guts to, you know, people that need weight, need to lose weight, or people that are uncomfortable in their body, to even have the guts to drive up and just face it and be like, look, I need to be here.
Yeah.
You know, so we're going to talk a little bit about what does it feel like for the pressure of society that gives us, and how do we overcome that? How do we drive into the gym, take a deep breath, and be like, I'm a normal person. I'm here because I need to get in shape. And, you know, what society does to us.
It's funny that you say that, because I was that guy for a long time, you know, because I've struggled with my weight throughout, you know, from the time I was 21 till now, just back and forth. I'd lose a ton of weight and then I just fall off the wagon and just gain it all back, and, you know, even more than the last time. And then it would be even longer for me to lose all the weight. And then going up and down like that, they say, is not healthy to do for your body.
But it's so normal.
Yeah.
And you know, the other thing, Dex, for you to be able to say that on the air, like, mostly we put like the Rebeccas and the Amys and the women feel like that. It's all about the women, how thin the women need to be. But men struggle.
Yeah.
I mean, Steve has talked about struggling, what he feels like at the gym, and you've struggled with it. And you know what I mean? Like, it's a struggle for men too, but we never talk about the men that struggle with it. You know?
You said you were that guy, so it's passed. So what's changed for you?
Yeah,
it has. Help you overcome that.
Because I was the guy who would drive and sit in the parking lot and just go, I don't know. And then even being in the gym, you look around and you see all the fit people and you go, I have a long way to go. And this is really
fit.
Hard.
Define fit, man.
You know, just they're in shape. You know, they're you see them working out and they're just
lifting heavier.
Yeah. They're doing it the way that you kind of feel like you should be at, you know. But so when you're overweight and not in shape and you're at the gym seeing all these in shape people, It can be hard, because you're thinking, I don't know if I'll ever get to that spot. It's going to take a lot of work, and you kind of just give up, you know, because
that's
you don't have anybody motivating.
We don't want to work hard. We're in a fast food society. No, like, we just want it to be fixed.
And that has to do with the things you eat. You know, we talked about that, you know, how you get depressed. And if you're going to put all this crappy food in your body, you're going to feel like crap all the time.
I think it can be overwhelming, too, because a lot of times we throw too much into it from the get-go. We've talked about this before. Yeah. In fact, I think it's why we kind of simplify it for the show here as we're talking. Because you guys rock a program at Bear Canyon where it's like intense, involved, and jumping on scales, and here's an eating program and all this crazy stuff. But we try and simplify it here simply because it can be overwhelming.
Absolutely.
You know, the analogy I always think of is like, when you've got you have to paint this house, like a two-story house, and you got to paint everything. And if you're looking at it from the outside, like, man, I got the kitchen, I got the bathrooms, I got the bedrooms, all this thing, you freak out because it can be overwhelming. But you just go in there and go, all right, I'm going to start with this bathroom. And you just start painting the bathroom. Because if not, you're like, okay, now it's not just about working out. I got to get on this food program, and I'm going to have to start weighing this, and I'm going to have to start inputting this into a diet plan thing, and I'm going to have to, and it just seems like so much that you're done.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for us, what the big difference was, well, I mean, obviously we had Teo here, and Teo was just like, hey man, y'all should come to the gym with me. Like, that was it. And we're like, all right. And we went, and it started with just going to the gym.
Yeah.
Not worrying about what we were eating, not worrying about anything like that. It was simply just making it to 1 hour class at the old CrossFit gym. And then it turned into, hey, now we're building relationships with people, and now we want to be around these people. And then you start having conversations, and then it's like, well, what are you doing to with your food? I don't know. I don't know anything about any of this.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
And it just builds. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the societal pressure that you want.
Right. Right.
Those are the friends, those are the people that you need to be surrounding yourself with.
Yeah.
I mean, when I went to a CrossFit gym, it was because I was getting away from the mirrors and the yeah. pressures from the regular gym. And I went into a CrossFit gym, and everybody was just so welcoming, and I didn't know anybody, and I didn't have to hide.
I just realized there's no mirrors at your gym. I love that.
I love
just
that you guys
realized
mirrors.
That. Anyway.
Conversation reminds me of Dex on the floor yesterday. He, you know, that was perfect. Dex said, it was so hard for me to get here today.
Yeah.
I wanted to go home so bad.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't really acknowledge it as much as on the floor, like, because there's everybody there. But what a feat. Because if you can make that one decision to just, I'm going to do this one step at a time.
Yeah.
I'm going to get in the car, and today I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to work out, and I'm not going to worry about what everybody else thinks. I'm not going to worry about anybody. This is me and my time, my body. And this is going to be my experience.
That's exactly
right. And that's what you did yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, woohoo.
Yeah.
Right?
2 days in a row. 2 days in a row this week.
I'm so glad you did.
I mentally said, I'm going home. I would walk out the door and I'm going, I'm just going to go home. I'm so exhausted. I'm so tired. I'm just, the show drained me this morning. I got up at 2:30 this morning. I just want to go straight to bed. And I'm in the car driving and I said, no, I'm not doing this. I'm going. And I did it 2 days in a row.
That is
and
awesome.
And it's the greatest feeling when it's like a victory, you know, when you get to the gym. Because that's the hardest part, is just getting to the gym. If you can get there, then, you know, you have to work out. I mean, you have to.
So you're there. Yesterday, that's you so were good. Walking out the door and you were like, you coming, buddy? And I was like, yeah, man, right behind you. Confession time.
Oh, no.
I had actually already texted Miranda, because she works out with us as well, and texted her and said, hey, man, so much work. I'm stuck here. I'm definitely not going to the gym today, but Dex is on his way.
Yeah.
Because I knew, honestly, as we talk about like accountability and like having those friends, I knew if I said, man, I'm not going to make it.
Yeah.
You would have gone home.
Yeah.
There's no
way
you would have gone.
That's why I never tell you. That's why I never tell you when I don't go.
I'm being honest. Confession time.
But those are friends.
I knew I wasn't going to the gym yesterday.
Awesome.
Like, I knew I couldn't do it. There was so much happening here. And so it was hilarious. I was warming up my food in the microwave as he's walking to the door.
I was wondering, like, why is he eating, like, right before we're going to the gym? That's not smart.
And I was like, yeah, man, just need to get some food in me real fast.
Man.
Just haven't eaten. I'm just going to do this real quick. Yeah, right behind you. Yeah, I wasn't really
going. I do the same thing for you. Yeah,
good. And no, it's important, because there are other times where it's like, I'll be there going, where is Dex? But if I knew you weren't going to go, I wouldn't want to go, which is funny. But once you get there, is, you know, we were talking about, Beck, it's those relationships. Like, you meet those people and friends, and then it changes everything, and then you kind of enjoy being there.
Yeah.
I love
absolutely.
It. Yeah. It reminds me. I mean, it's with anything, but it's the same with our faith. You know what I mean? It can be intimidating. I remember when I was in college and I kind of steered away, and it was just like, doing my own thing, and I've got tattoos and all the, and I had been burned by a church before. So because of that, I placed that idea of what a Christian was on literally every Christian I met.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like, well, they're going to judge me, and they're going to like roll their eyes at my tattoos, and you know, my lifestyle was terrible at the time. And so the last thing I wanted to do was be in church, which is hilarious, because the one thing I needed to do was get my butt back to church. You know what I mean? To be around those, not just those people, but most importantly, to get my relationship with the Lord right. And I think a lot of times you can correlate that to the gym, because we need, first and foremost, to be healthy. Like, God gave us this body and we got to take care of it. So we're supposed to be good stewards of this temple that he's given us. And yet, maybe you had a terrible experience with some dumb jock in high school. Maybe you used to go to the gym and there was some meathead who, or maybe it was the girl that was like just super judgy, or maybe it was just a preconceived thing in your brain where you felt like somebody was judging you, or just, you know, looking better than you. And we give ourselves all these excuses, and it keeps us from the one thing we need to do.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's coming back to church and drawing close to the Lord, or getting healthy, you know?
It's crazy how it's the exact same thing.
It is, because you think about it and you're like, well, they're just going to judge me. Or you at the gym, it's like, well, they're just going to be putting up a lot of weight and being awesome and loving being there. And I sure don't love being there.
Right.
I hate going to the gym. And then you get there and realize it's a bunch of people who are striving for common goals.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, to better themselves.
It's almost,
to, you know?
It's almost like when we decide we're not going to go to the gym, I'm just going to buy the P90X, or I'm going to buy the Tower 200
right.
and do it at home.
Or the Purpose Driven Life, 40 Days to Better
exactly.
Jesus.
And I'll do it at home. I don't need church. I don't need a gym. But then we know that doesn't work, because we're not surrounded by people that can encourage us and lift us up and motivate us.
Yeah.
And that's what people at the gym do, and that's what people at church do.
Dude.
It's weird, right?
Isolate themselves. Yeah. Make excuses. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Blame someone. It's all victimhood.
Well, it's easy. It's the simplest thing to do. You know, it's just like going through that drive-thru. Oh, my gosh. Yes, it's so much easier. Not going to the gym. Getting, you know, people say, oh, I work out at home. And then they'll come into the gym and they'll be like, oh, my God, I haven't worked this hard in a year. Mm. I'm exhausted. Well, let's start moving your body. Like, let's have somebody, a coach, sit by you and be like, you can do this. And that motivation alone, telling somebody you're doing a good job, or, you know, in all walks of life are walking into the gym, right? I mean, it's not just the fit people. It's the people that have 80 pounds to lose that are in there saying, look, it's like a confession. Look, here I am.
That's the bravest act of all these people that are really, really heavy set. They have made a choice, and they've made a decision to take care of themselves, and they're going to put leave their ego at the door and not worry about who's lifting heavier and just take it in.
I mean, people have respected. Yes. I mean, think about what we feel like when somebody walks the door that has, you know, weight to lose, or, you know, they're struggling. Oh, you have such respect for them.
Yeah. I love that.
I've heard it over and over and over again. I'm going to do CrossFit. I just got to lose like 30 or 40 pounds first. Like, I'm not ready for that yet. They have no idea.
I love the family aspect of it, the community aspect. And so Tuesday, I don't even remember. We were doing the overhead squat, which is literally the bane of my existence. It is my least favorite. I hate it. Y'all know my left shoulder's weird. And so I popped up. It was the third set. And I had this coach, and she's kind of crazy. And she was like, you did such a good job. You should just put 10 more pounds on. And I'm like, I'm just going to put more weight on because this coach is just building me up. And she's so great. And she would never let me fail. So I like popped 10 more pounds on. And Jake, who is the raddest dude on the planet, he was in front of me watching me. Thank the Lord. Because I popped up and my shoulder went, nope! And the bar came down, and seriously, I thought I was going to kill myself.
Right. Now no one's ever going to come to
Maybe you don't always listen to that coach.
But maybe not. Maybe you listen to your body. But that was exactly it. Was Jake came up, instead of being like, psh, bro, you got to blah, blah, blah. It was like, hey, man, let's take that. You don't need to do this. Let's go get you something different and work with you. And I love the fact that no matter what, where you're at, because for me being the skinny guy, I can't put up a lot of weight because I don't have a lot of weight behind me.
Yeah.
It's kind of opposite, and yet just the willingness to be there, the community, and building one another up. It's fantastic, man. I love it.
All right, we got to take a quick break. If you want to chime in on the conversation, 585-LIVE, you can text in or call us, 338-3700. Amy and Becca are here from Bear Canyon CrossFit. We'll be right back.
Super Bowl 51, Sunday night in Houston. It's the final hours for ticket scalpers and people peddling phony tickets. NFL Senior Counsel Mike Buchwald says the real things have security enhancements.
Thermochromic ink is used on the graphic on the lower part of the ticket. The HTX logo and the NRG Stadium image will fade when heat is applied, and will return when the heat source is removed.
The New England Patriots are going for a fifth Super Bowl title in the game. The Atlanta Falcons looking for their first.
At the National Prayer Breakfast, President Trump defending his executive order on immigration while also vowing to protect religious liberty. But he also took a swipe at the new host of The Apprentice.
And they hired a big, big movie star, Arnold Schwarzenegger, to take my place. And we know how that turned out.
Microsoft proposing exemptions to the president's immigration order, allowing people from the seven affected countries to enter and leave the U.S. on business or for family emergency if they have a valid work or student visa and haven't committed any crimes. The Microsoft proposal made in a letter to the Homeland Security Chief and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson.
Some kinds of Skoal and other smokeless tobacco brands are being voluntarily recalled over complaints that metal objects, some of them sharp, have been found inside the can.
The president's pick to head the EPA, Scott Pruitt, moving on to the full Senate after a second committee suspended rules to get around a Democrat boycott.
The CEO of Ralph Lauren has abruptly stepped down.
Pittsburgh's mayor says that city's water is safe, even though a boil order is still in effect for about 100,000 customers.
Good morning. 7:40.
High today of 60 degrees.
Traffic.
Let's take a look at the roads. No accidents to report now. Are you serious? Friday's been so chill.
Good job, Starmie.
Yeah.
Way to go.
It's looking gloomy out there, and yet the roads are clear. That's your look at traffic.
Friday's 7 o'clock hour. We have Amy and Becca from Bear Canyon CrossFit.
We've extended it, man.
Yeah. You get an hour. Everybody was texting in saying, man,
this is not long enough.
You guys need to talk about this more, and I need help. And so, yeah, feel free to shoot us a text, 585-LIVE, or you can call in at 338-3700. None of us here are doctors or professionals, but, you know, I mean...
I mean, I'm a professional.
Hey, I'm a professional.
I guess that depends on what...
Gosh.
I mean...
None of us are doctors, but we're all professionals, you jerk.
Yeah, that's true.
Dex is a professional putting his foot in his mouth.
We're nothing.
Gosh. We don't know anything, but we're going to try to help
you
the best we can.
So listen to us. They just tuned out.
We just lost all listeners.
Yeah, we just lost everybody. I love what you did yesterday at the gym, Amy. This was the best. We're sitting there right before practice, and she's telling us about was the open or was what
the
was
open?
It? Yeah, the open.
The open.
And she was like scaring all of us to the point where none of us want to ever do an open. Yeah.
That's not good, Steve.
It's the worst
Dex,
thing
you can't
ever
say that
do.
Online.
I know.
Air.
It was really
You know what
funny,
I mean?
Though.
All I said is the open is across the country. It's 6 workouts. They release a workout on Thursday. You have a certain amount of time to complete the workout. You input your scores. And it's a great way to see that you really need to practice a lot of stuff.
That's not what you said. That's not what you said. That is not what you said. It was really funny.
Well, I said it in the walls of Bear Canyon that is not supposed to be taken out onto the air. You know,
First rule
of the open, bro.
Okay?
You don't talk about the open on the radio.
It was really funny because
it was just quiet in the room.
Yeah, we were all, oh my gosh. That's what? Okay.
Man, the live line is blowing up, by the way. People asking questions, wanting information on some different things, which, by the way, Santa Fe chimed in and, you know, they were curious about the pre-diabetic class and working on eating well because their wife is pre-diabetic and would like the information. Cool thing is, we had a Starmie member chime in earlier saying they just finished the National Diabetes Association program here in Albuquerque for people who are pre-diabetic. It's a free program. They lost 65 pounds, and it's actually at UNMH Center for Diabetes and Nutrition Education. And I actually got the phone number. It's 272-2340. If you'd like information on that program, totally free.
Nice.
And that's awesome.
We had a question come in from Albuquerque. A Starmie member wanted to know, my 5-year-old daughter recently diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. Doesn't run in my family or my wife's family. I was just curious to know if you guys maybe have any thoughts on healthy eating for her or any advice you could give on, you know, a child, I mean, you guys are moms. Let's take it from a mom aspect.
Well, from a mom, you know, I used to volunteer at Presbyterian on the Peds ward, and we had a lot of kids that went in that came in with type 1 diabetes, and it's overwhelming, unbelievably overwhelming. All of a sudden, your child's been diagnosed with this, and how do you all of a sudden gluten free? Watching the carbs, you have to write down your carbs. I mean, it can be absolutely overwhelming. But I would say, and I think Rebecca would agree with me, for us to give medical advice
on that.
Is just it's not our place to do it.
Yeah.
And it goes right back to what Rebecca and I are constantly talking about: is whole grains, healthy eating, stay away from processed crap.
Yeah, and that's it. Kidshealth.org, which we aren't professionals, but these are doctors here. Obviously, number one, take insulin as prescribed. Check blood sugar levels several times a day. Regular physical activity is number three.
Right, move
and
your body.
Eat a healthy, balanced diet, paying special attention to the amount of carbs in each meal and the diabetes meal plan. So we can talk about, obviously you mentioned earlier, like what they need, like quinoa was a good source, right?
Yeah. Whole grain.
Whole grain. Staying away from
the gluten free. The gluten free has been life-changing for our family, especially my wife.
My wife's completely gluten-free, and it's,
The way you feel, so much better.
Right. So all that stuff is kind of, it can be incorporated into and the cool type thing 1 is, or type 2 diabetes, right?
I think our culture is becoming at least more conscious of different, people have different eating habits, different, some people just, my son has some crazy allergies, and so anytime we go anywhere, we can ask. And the amazing thing is he had a surgery last year, and it corrected, 90% of it. And which was crazy. But he was diagnosed with periodic fever syndrome, and it was like he couldn't have milk. He couldn't have, like, no dairy, no gluten. He just threw the ringer. And so I know what it's like being a parent and the challenges of, like, making sure, okay, what does this food have in it? And it's kind of a process, but there are so many different apps that you can use that you can log all of those things, as well as our, like I'm saying, our culture has become more aware of that. So it's not that hard anymore to go, hey, what are your gluten-free options? Like last night, we didn't want to cook dinner. We were feeling lazy, and it was like the once a week, let's go out. It took about 5 minutes for us to find a healthier option that was completely gluten-free for my bride.
What was that healthy option?
It was called Wingstop. Oh, yeah. their bone-in wings aren't breaded, and they use a certain oil to... It was really good.
Oh, God. I bang my head against a wall?
Oh, my gosh.
Yikes.
I have an opinion about that. I feel like I hope you ate that and you enjoyed it, because it sounds like you're on a regular plan. You eat clean all week.
Yeah.
You should be able to indulge.
Heck yeah.
Except if you're on our Bare Naked Transformation. Listen to that. We do not want you binging crap over the weekend.
I went on a trip over the weekend. And as much as I had really, really, really good intentions, I prepared well, I did everything right. I had a really bad day of eating on Saturday. So there's my confession.
Well, that's
time.
Just life, it's okay. Right? Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah.
I feel
you're
like I have
okay,
to.
Rebecca.
Is this confession time? All right.
Okay.
Dex, it's your turn.
Yeah.
Okay, dude. Dex, what did you have for dinner last night?
What did you eat last night?
Well, you guys would be super proud of me because...
we are proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I downloaded this new app that I absolutely love. Yes. And it
what is
has...
it? Share it.
It's called Fitmin. Fitmin Health? Is that what it's called? Fitmin Cook. And it has almost 300 recipes.
Oh,
and if you're a vegetarian, meat, high carbs, post-workout, seafood, hard gainer, high protein.
Why does it just say men?
Well, I don't know. I mean, women could do it too. But
I hope so.
Because I probably have a Fit Woman app.
I'm telling you, I usually log on to find healthy recipes online, and I usually spend 30 minutes just going through. That doesn't look good.
Exhausting.
Every single recipe on this thing looks amazing. And so I've been cooking all these recipes. I cooked a shepherd's pie, and I've been eating that for the past 2 days.
Good for you.
Yeah, yeah. But I use sweet potatoes instead of, regular potatoes.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other healthy stuff in it. But,
that's awesome.
My gosh.
See the progress you've made in the last 5 weeks that we've been here, whether you're writing down your food or you're going to the gym or you're, getting these apps and be more aware of the food that you're bringing your family for your family and for you. I mean, that's huge.
You know what it is? It's because I really enjoy going to the gym so much now. I want to feel good when I'm at the gym.
Right.
And if I'm not eating right, I can't feel great at the gym.
I can't actually eat to perform.
I hate in the middle of the workout just dying because my body is
belching up your crappy food that you've digested. Yeah. That you've put
so
in
that's kind of where I'm at.
Yep.
Somebody before the break, we kind of talked about this, but never really got to finish it. Somebody texted in and said, "The fear that stops you from getting out of the car while in the CrossFit parking lot or keeps you in the house. How did you overcome that? Because I was the guy that would drive to the gym, sit in the parking lot." And just end up driving home. What it was is I started these little goals, I kind of want to look like this person, there's a body type that I want, that I'm challenging myself to get to.
Yeah.
So there's these things, and also the healthy. I want to be healthy for my family. I don't want to have a heart attack when I'm, you know, 50 years old.
Right.
So there's these little things that, you know, that motivate me. And if I don't go to the gym, I'm not gonna accomplish my goals. You know, so I'm setting these kind of little goals, and then I got some big goals. But this is Mark listening right now? Does he listen?
Mark Travis, are you listening? I don't know.
So Mark,
I think he's coaching right now.
So Mark at the gym, he's like the type of like I want to look like him. So
don't say that. We take that back quick. Don't use his name. That back.
That's seriously one of my
goals. You want to look like Mark Travis? Like Mark.
There goes Mark's head.
I want to be ripped like Mark. I'm like, gosh.
That is
such
a good thing. Good.
Yeah. You're going to have to bulk up by like 60 pounds, bro. He's like a rock.
I know. Well, come to find out, I was talking to Mark, and he knows my best friend because my best friend used to train Mark back before he got, you know,
are you
healthy.
Ever gonna answer this question?
I'm answering the question.
I'm setting goals.
So that motivated me hearing Mark's story, because, you know, Mark used to be in the same position I was.
Yeah.
So then thinking, wow, I can do this.
Absolutely.
You know, I can be like Mark.
Okay. Dex is going to look at me now. Just wait.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to be just like Mark.
Steve, I'm sure you have somebody. We all have somebody that we want to, you know, strive for. Steve is thinking.
I don't really have.
Well, why do you do it?
Star-Lord from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
I just want to be.
Good call.
Just want to be. Why do I do it?
Yeah, what is it?
Mine has nothing to do with physique or wanting to look good or any of that junk.
None of it?
No, I really don't.
Like, even though you flex those muscles in the gym, you're kind of proud of yourself.
Flex those muscles. I have never flexed a muscle in the gym. Last week, we took a photo for Instagram, and I literally was like, am I doing it right? Like, is this what I'm trying?
It's true.
I don't flex my. I don't care. Like, I was always the skinny dude. I don't want to be like, oh man, I want to look like the Rock or Mark Travis.
So maybe that's not what motivates you. Yeah. Everybody's gonna have different things that motivate
you. I just enjoy being healthy. I don't know. I don't feel like crap all the time. I don't have to. Like, I was sluggish and I was skinny fat, and I would go home, play video games on my couch, take a nap, and then when I'd wake up, I'd be crabby and cranky for my family, and then they'd get home, and I was a jerk. So if anything, it's like for my mental well-being, my mental health.
Yeah.
I care about being the best daddy I can be, and I want to be active so that when my kid wants to be Iron Man, I can pick him up over my head and fly him around the freaking living room like a rock star dad. That's what I want. Like, that's
See,
what
but
I
isn't
care
that
about.
Great? Like, everybody has different ways. Like, why do you want to be healthy?
Yeah.
Why do you want to go to the gym? Why do you want to eat dinner? I mean, better. And, you know, yours might be one thing. Dex could be, I mean, Steve-O could be another thing. Rebecca could be another reason why she does it. I could have my own other reason to do it. And that's what makes it us come together as a community.
No. Yeah. We have like seven questions from listeners.
Good.
So we're going to do a listener lightning round.
Okay. Real simple. Keeps the crazy out.
Yeah, dude, for real.
Yeah. Keeps the crazy out.
Yes.
That's for you. That's what works for you.
Keeps the crazy out.
No, for real. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Like, my mental health, blah.
Right.
So it helps with discipline. Yeah. It helps with, Okay, we have like 19 questions on the live line. We're going to do a lightning round. One person has an 11-year-old. They wanted to know if they could take him to Bear Canyon with them to work out. I know you
CrossFit
guys have
kids.
Okay.
Tuesday, Thursday, 5:30 to 6:30.
And so you guys have a rule, like, no under 12, like, probably not on the floor, right?
Because the CrossFit kids is geared from 5 to 12 years old. It's better, you know.
Somebody wanted to know the name of the app Dex was talking about.
Fitman Cook.
Okay.
Fitman Cook.
Question for Bad and Bougie Fridays. Do you have any advice on good types of pre-workout? Any pre-workout? Any types of pre-workout?
There's tons of pre-workout.
Come on, guys.
Let me go to my app.
Lightning round. Lightning round.
I got my app right here.
Coffee.
Okay.
A really good pre-workout.
Really?
I'm surprised
by that. Okay.
Caffeine. I do this really amazing coffee, which cannot be named, but it's super alkaline. It's non-acidic coffee.
Okay.
And it's also thermogenic.
Wait.
I'm
going to
bring you not
a good pre-workout.
We'll
I can't have coffee because of the acidity.
Effect.
Oh, I need to talk to you.
We've talked about this.
Oh, I don't
okay,
listen.
So next week, bring you coffee.
Okay. Next week, we're rocking coffee. Yep. Okay. Somebody else on the live line chimed in and said, my daughter has autism and ADHD. Currently prescribed a stimulant that suppresses her appetite, so she's really thin. The doctor advised her to eat
so that foods will help her gain weight, but she does not want to establish bad eating habits for her daughter at such a young age. So here's the question.
Okay.
What are some recommendations to eat super fatty foods to put on weight without it being junk food?
Avocados.
Boom!
Avocados.
I love avocados so now. Seriously.
Avocado and just olives, make guacamole. Avocados.
Guacamole all the time?
Yeah, guacamole all the time.
Yeah, but what about them Tostitos, girl?
No.
Processed. Whole grain chips.
Yeah.
Almond butter. Okay. Almond butter. You know what I mean? Whole grain bread with some almond butter. Yeah, peanut butter and jelly.
Snickers.
Wait.
Snickers?
Really? Peanut butter and jelly?
Almond butter and jelly. On whole grain toast.
Okay. That's a good eating habit.
Yeah.
Okay. Avocado. Good job,
y'all. Hey, Dex.
Yes.
The answer to Snickers would be a no. Okay. Sorry, buddy.
Snickers is a no.
It's got peanuts and it's got, you know.
Okay.
No, so it doesn't.
I hope that helps. All right. Somebody else said, so I want to go to the gym. However, I also have a chronic pain disorder, so I worry that I will be in a lot of pain. What can I do to help out that won't hurt me so much? Now, I know afterwards.
That's an in-depth question. Where is the pain coming from? Is it inflammation?
Right.
You know, is it in the joints, tendons? I mean,
I'll tell you what. When I first started going to the gym, I was so like sore afterwards, and I hated everything. You guys are like, roll out, dummy, and then like I start afterwards after the workout. We do like yesterday or the day before, whenever I was there, we did the lacrosse ball, and I wanted to die, but it was like. It helped my shoulders. It released, and so I wasn't in pain after working out when we were lifting some heavy weights. So,
well, they also say that people that start to go to the gym and work out at the gym, they reduce the amount of medication they're on because they're moving their body, they're healthier. So the spectrum of this, eat better, get to the gym, reduce the amount of medication you're on.
Boom.
Right?
Okay.
Boom.
Finally, somebody, because we have so many questions, we're out of time. How to eat healthy on a small budget? We talk about this, I think, every single week, but it's not that difficult. We went this last week to the bulk store, and we just, 10-pound bag of chicken. Seriously.
Drum of quinoa.
I made my sweet potato shepherd's pie for $20, and it's fed me for six meals.
Six meals.
We have changed you, Dex.
Right?
You are changing, man.
You brainwashed me.
I'm so proud of you. Yay.
Hey, thanks, guys. California just chimed in. Our boy Thebes out in California listening said cucumber slices with guacamole. Boom. Oh, there you go. For the
How about guacamole potato salad?
Really?
It's on my app.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Sweet potatoes?
I'll give you the recipe.
Okay, thanks.
Next week.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Amy and Becca, Bear Canyon CrossFit.
I'm going to post details on Facebook.com/Star88FM if you'd like more information on Bear Canyon.
Go be healthy. Drink a lot of water.
Get to the gym. We'll see you next week, ladies.
See you.
Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O on Star 88.
Get ready for the Fatlanta Alkins and the Pooh England Natriots in the Booper Soul. Booper Soul Wifty Fun. Yes, you can FOTS woodball on your TIG Benfoot screen. With FOTS of lewd to eat, meet lots of unchies like Wickenching, Peas, Cheetza, and Devin Sayer Lips. So bring some deers. Check out all the Booper Soul TV commercials. Mont Disset, live from Tustin, Hexas, Sis Thunday. The Booper Soul.
Can't wait for the Booper Soul, guys.
Well, I mean, we can't say the other term because, like, doesn't Fox or whoever own it? And so, like, in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. I think you're just not allowed to say Super Bowl if you are having, like, a party. If you're announcing on the radio or on TV that you're having a Super Bowl party, that's wrong. So, I probably just got fined right there.
Yeah, probably did. Watching television this week and seeing, like, Fox's big game pregame show. And it was like, why are they calling it the big game pregame show? But take note now, friends. That's why. Whoever bought the rights to say the word Super Bowl, now no fun for everybody else.
Sam Swan is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
I'm well. I have to be careful not to say that word.
You can say it. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
It's totally fine.
Unless you mean like Super Bowl, like we're going to have a whole great selection of soups.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, I could get into that.
Oh,
I could totally get into that.
Yes.
Nothing like a good soup.
It is 8:08. Good morning.
High today of 60 degrees. Traffic. Well, let's check the roads now. Wow, guys. I'm greatly impressed, and I don't want to ruin it by saying things that are going to change everything, but dang it! And of course, because I said something this little boop. Accident Highway 14 at I-40. This is near the westbound I-40 on-ramp. Sadly, it's involving a motorcycle. So prayers going out that direction near Tejeras, Cedar Crest. Other than that, the Albuquerque metro area, no accidents to report. It is all clear. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic! Coming up here in about 10 minutes from the ABC sitcom Black-ish.
I know you watch Black-ish, right, Sam? You love that show.
I would, except it comes on at the same time that something else that I like.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Do you not have a DVR? Oh, you're in your 50s. You don't have a DVR.
I have a DVR.
Is it because they had to give you one? Can you use the DVR?
Was the one who asked for the DVR.
Every man asked for the DVR.
Because the DVR is the modern version of the VCR.
Yes, true.
You program the VCR to record something ahead of time, and the DVR, and the one that we just upgraded where I can record more than one show at a time.
Whoa,
isn't that beautiful?
It's a beautiful fancy thing. Pants.
Yeah. It's a beautiful. I've watched Black-ish some. And the ones that I've seen, I was rolling.
Oh, my gosh.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Funny. Yeah.
I don't know how I'm not watching the show.
Here's another reason I haven't gotten into Black-ish and other new shows that are out that are good.
Yeah.
Or even great, some of them.
The Goldbergs?
Because I've watched some of that. And again, because I was a kid in the 80s. Well, I graduated from high school in the early 80s. So I led up to...
Man.
I knew kids in the 80s. And so... Yeah. I was already a youth pastor, but I remember all that stuff. Yeah. And so I'm looking at it going, I remember that. I remember when all that stuff happened. So, anyway, I watch way too much television anyway. And so I have a handful of shows that I like a whole lot. So I watch those primarily, and I haven't gotten anything new because I know that'll just add to the time
that
I spend sitting in my recliner, watching way too much television.
I
just confess.
That's true. I'm glad.
But every once in a while, I'll catch an episode or watch parts of an episode, and I think, oh, I should get into this. And then, you know, as soon as I do, then that's just, you know, it makes my DVR memory start shrinking because I have to record all of them.
Yeah. So. This is the first time in I don't know how many years that I haven't had a DVR because we got rid of the satellite.
Oh, yeah.
And we just now have a Roku, which has all the apps.
Oh, yeah.
So I have, you know, all the networks for the apps and. So I can watch TV still and I can watch shows, but, it's weird not having the DVR where you can record things.
Cause
I can't pause anything anymore.
Right.
And I have to sit through commercials.
That's weird.
You know what? I think it's totally worth it.
Yeah.
Not having to pay how many hundreds of dollars.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just having to deal with, you know, 2-minute commercial break every, minutes. It's not a big deal.
Which is funny because we watch so much stuff that we DVR that, you know, you fast forward through the commercials that when I'm watching actual television, I reach up to try to fast forward and it goes boom.
Yep.
Boom. I'm like,
yep.
I hate regular television.
Yeah. Dude, regularly do that.
Oh, gosh. Because I just go back and forth between the whole thing. Which, by the way, speaking of TV and shows and stuff, you guys. Before Christmas, we're talking a lot about This Is Us.
Mm-hmm.
Brenda and I went back and watched the whole first season, or the whole first half of the season.
Yeah.
And then I think we're one episode behind. And I'm telling you, that show.
Yeah. How many times have you cried?
How many episodes are there?
Yeah, dude.
And how long are the episodes?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. I am so glad.
Multiple times.
And it's my favorite show on television.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it is the best.
It portrays family.
Portrays, especially as a father, I think Jack, that character, is probably the best television dad I've ever seen. And he's not perfect.
No, he's not.
My man, he totally blows it.
Yeah, he's not.
Brady. It's so real,
man. He's not Mr. Brady.
It's so real.
Yeah, there's more.
I'm like welling up with tears thinking about Jack.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, gosh. I just can't. Remember the episode where, and it's an older episode, so I don't think it's a bad spoiler, but when it's going back and forth between Kate and her weight stuff, and how the mom says, "Did I do this to you?"
Yeah, right.
I was like, at that moment, all the stupid things that I said to my kids,
things
that I had, I know, I was like, I have ruined my children.
Yeah,
all of them.
Sam, I can't imagine what it's like for you because most of your kids are out of the house,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Right? And, I've got one left at home.
At least Steve-O and I, we still have
you
some
got
time.
A chance to go back. Oh, you can go back and fix it. My kids are ruined forever.
Yeah. I'm trying to fix everything with Brody.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I've ruined Jack and Luke.
Jack sorry.
And Luke. Yeah.
They're out. But Brody, there's hope for you,
there's
man.
There's hope, man.
I'm turning a corner. Yeah. It's crazy.
Hopefully this show we'll see the pendulum swing the other direction with parents, with moms and dads finally taking a step back and going, oh my gosh, I am just
what
missing
did I do?
Out.
Yeah. What could I have done better?
I think, back to what you were saying, Steve-O, I think one of the reasons that show resonates so well is because it shows flaws in all the mom and the dad.
Yeah.
And what they want is the best, but they don't know how to get the best sometimes, so they just try the best they can. And that's, in some ways, it brings a little relief because as parents, we put a whole lot of pressure on ourselves not to mess our kids up.
Yeah.
Yep.
And in some ways, by doing that, we sometimes can mess them up. And so we just want to try to do the best we can. And in our context, we trust that God is leading us to help us to be a better parent. And but that's why I think that show, like you're saying, because it shows he's real.
It resonates
Jack
with
is
me,
real.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It challenges you and, it just reminds you that every day, like, you know what? We're going to mess up, but we have more opportunities to do great things for or with our children. Yeah. And the way that we respond or the way we interact with them will have an effect on them.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it just,
yeah.
it gets me, man. So many people chime in on the live line, like, I'm a chick! Ken, our boy Ken Hendricks, he just chimed in. He's like, I love that show, man!
Yeah.
I just want to be a good dad. And that's that's a cool show.
If you haven't seen This Is Us, it's basically every episode is the snapshot of this family back in the 70s and 80s. It goes back and forth between when the kids were really young and then it goes back to modern day where they're grown up. And I have now, this isn't a spoiler because this
Don't
isn't
you.
True.
Don't
this isn't
you.
True because I looked into it because, of course, there was a clickbait thing the other day and it said, oh, theories on how Jack dies.
Oh, yeah.
Right. You know? And I clicked and one of them was he dies in the 9/11 attacks in a plane crash. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, that
but
would
then the episode that I watched last week, it shows them standing at the funeral.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. And so it's not that because people out there were saying that the ages of the kids don't line up.
Right.
Or anything,
Milo Ventimiglia, the actor who was Peter Petrelli and he played Rocky's kid and he plays Jack.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of the raddest dudes around.
Yeah.
I follow him on the Twitters. I love him.
He was on Gilmore Girls, too, right?
Yes, he was
Jesse.
Wow.
Jess, I can't believe I know that. I just said that out there for everyone to hear. Thank you very much.
The only reason I know that is because that's who everybody always said I was in Gilmore Girls.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't even, I've never
seen
it. I
had teenage daughters.
Episode.
That's why I saw
okay,
Gilmore
cool.
Girls. I'm just
there
saying.
There you go. It's
okay.
all right, Sam. I don't know if he was a good dude or not, but apparently that was me. So, he doesn't even know how Jack will eventually at some point. They've already renewed it for season 2 and 3.
Yeah.
It is the number one, like, new hit show on television.
My suspicion, I've got 3 suspicions about how he dies. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Okay.
It's a car accident, or a construction accident, or he gets cancer. That's kind of how
It can't be the third one.
It can't be the third one?
Nope.
Why?
Because Randall's real-life biological father is going through that now, and I think he'd be handling it much differently.
Why would they write 2 different...
Yeah, or he'd be handling it much differently
Randall
because he already
be
dealt with
it differently.
With his...
That's right!
Boom!
Yes!
Ha!
Okay.
I don't think it's a sickness.
I take back number 3.
It's going to be sudden.
It's not an accident.
See,
because Randall would be handling his biological father differently, who, by the way, Randall is my fave. I love Randall. I say this every week about a different character. I'm like, he's my fave.
Just depends on the episode.
Yeah. I think it'll be a plane crash. Not the 9/11, but I think it's going to be a plane crash.
Yeah, that's not going to destroy my soul, so I can't wait for that episode to hit.
Oh, my gosh. If it's a plane crash,
hey, do me a favor.
So bad for you.
That's one that I watch after I DVR that one.
Yeah.
So when they show the episode of how he dies, text me so I can be ready. Sam, great. Get ready for this one.
Sam, this is the one.
You better have a box of facial tissue.
Speaking of great shows, this may be Jeff calling us right now. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, Jeff,
let's do this. All right.
Okay.
Well, we took too long to answer the phone.
Sorry.
So.
Jeff Meacham.
Looks like
he plays Josh, the white guy on the ABC show Black-ish.
And that's his character name. So to be fair, you know.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's Dave Levin.
Dave! Oh my gosh, David, how are you?
I am good. How's life after TAO?
You know, it's great, actually. It's sunshine, rainbows. There's angels just proclaiming the glory of life. It's so good. So good.
Plus, you get more airtime each of you, right?
That's true. That's true.
Missed your voice, David.
Yeah, for real.
Missed yours, too. Who is this again?
Okay. All right. All right. That's enough.
That was rich.
I got Jeff Meacham on the phone for you.
Yes. We're ready.
Jeff, you're on with Dex and Steve-O.
You got it.
Awesome. Good morning, Jeff. Welcome.
Morning.
Dude, welcome. Well, we are excited to have you. Welcome to the Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yeah.
I like it. You guys are known for meth at this point.
Yeah, that's true. This is absolutely true. We're trying to change that. They just filmed Logan here, the new Wolverine movie, and that movie looks amazing. So, I mean,
it does look good. What a good trailer.
Gosh, right? Yeah. I mean, I'm a nerdy comic book dude, but I watched the trailer and I'm like, I just want to give an Oscar now to Hugh Jackman for his portrayal in that trailer. So, yeah.
Isn't it right that he is officially the longest-running superhero or something like that?
He really is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine having to stay that huge for
17
years.
Yeah, right?
What's crazy, what's amazing is when he first started, people just trashed the idea of him being, because he was like...
He wasn't that ripped.
He was in musicals on Broadway, he was in Oklahoma, and he wasn't that big, and people were like, what, Wolverine? He'll never be... And now it's like, it's going to be hard to try and recast that.
Mm.
Dude, it's crazy. Hey, I love that you guys said you're nerds for movies, so am I. Do you guys remember who was supposed to originally play it?
Not Douglas Gresham. What is his name? Doug Ray
That's
Scott.
Right.
Yes!
That's right.
But
That's
he chose right. Mission Impossible 2 instead.
Wow.
Because
That's right. And so instead, I just think that's crazy. Like, imagine that's how the world changes. Now Hugh Jackman's like the biggest star in the world, and that guy... cannot be found.
Yeah, that's true. Jeff, we just became best friends, so that's cool.
Nerd alert!
So that's great, man. In fact, your character on Black-ish kind of emulates my real life about 5 years ago, so I was really, really excited to have you on the show this morning, talking about one of the biggest hits on television right now, Black-ish. You play Josh the white guy, so...
That bad?
Especially in our culture right now, it's like, is there any fears or is there any hesitancies or is it like, nah, man, I'm owning it. I'm the white guy on Black-ish.
Wait a minute. If you say this was you 5 years ago, does that mean you were a lonely white guy living with a cat?
So I definitely didn't have a cat. However, it was really funny. I used to work in NPR, National Radio. I worked for a company called Kwanic Broadcast Corporation, and it was a Native American radio corporation that did, you know, NPR type stuff. And I was literally the lone white dude. I was like Christian white male Republican white dude surrounded by a completely different culture and just people from different tribes all over the nation. And it was phenomenal.
I love it.
But yeah. And I got there and I was like, well, I'm literally the antithesis of all of this. And they had their preconceived notions about me and who I was because you say the word Christian or you say the word, white guy. Like seriously. And so, but it was fascinating and one of my favorite times of my life because I learned so very much. So what is this experience been like for you working on Black-ish?
Yeah, man, no, it's amazing, and I totally own it. I mean, come on, we live in a day and age when I can be the token white guy. Like, how many of my friends said, like, they audition for the black dude or the gangster, the rapper? No, man, I love that. I get to be that character that's completely defying the odds, and I learn so much every day, and I totally own it. They know who I am. I'm Josh and Jeff are very close characters. I'm a white guy born in Manchester, Connecticut, you know, that's a fan of the Red Sox and then moved to Florida. Like, I couldn't be any more white. So,
for real.
So, like, I can't tell you how many times Dion and Anthony will say something to me. Like, they'll be playing music or they'll be talking about something, and I will not have a clue. I won't have a clue, especially with music. And so I'm just being educated constantly, and my naivete goes right along with Josh, you know? So it's like it's hand in hand.
Dude, absolutely incredible.
What I love about Black-ish, my favorite parts are when you guys are in the conference room, and you guys are... You guys, It's because there's three or four white people, and then there's, you know, three.
Two white people mainly. It's me and Peter McKenzie.
Yeah.
And then Dion Cole and Anthony are like those kinds. It's like two white guys, two black guys. Yeah. And then maybe some other people that join in. But yeah, that's the predominant.
Yeah. And you know, as the white guys, you guys are sitting there, you know, scared to kind of say, but you end up saying things that, you know, set off, you know, the other guys. I love it. It's my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, one of the things that happens that is so true to life, and this is ridiculous to say, but it is, it's like both of our characters sometimes ask if we can say something. You know, we're like, can we please say it? Like, can we say this word? And they're like, no. Please, we don't mean it in a bad way. We just want to say it. We
want to
be cool.
Oh, my gosh. No. Yeah.
And it's such a legitimate thing because it's so real. Like, I remember just recently I said something where I was like, this was me as Jeff joking. And I was like, and Dion walked into the room. I was like, what up, son? And he just looked at me. He just said, no.
Yes.
No.
I love I love that you're not afraid to you know, it seems like nowadays, I mean, especially with our political climate, everything that's going on in our nation right now, it's like we absolutely have to tap dance around certain things. Like earlier I was joking and I said, hey man, it's February, it's Black History Month, so we're going to be talking a little bit later to Jeff Meacham from Blackish. He's the white guy. Yeah. And there were a couple people that actually chimed in on our text line. They were like, man, I don't know how I feel about that joke, you know. And I was like,
why'd you have to say it like that?
Because I was never good at tap dancing. I'm no Gregory Hines, so
I mean, isn't it kind of and it's amazing because it's a dual thing. Like, more things are being talked about now than ever before,
right?
But at the same time, yeah, you got to be careful about what you're talking about. And isn't it bananas that we live in a day and age where, like, people, you could lose your job. If you guys say something wrong, you can lose your job, yet the President of the United States can say whatever he wants.
Dude,
it's crazy. Yeah. We live in a crazy time.
We absolutely do. Greg Popovich, last night, actually, you know, coach for the San Antonio Spurs, mentioned the idea because it is Black History Month, and was talking before the Sixers game last night what the annual observance of this means to him. And he talked about how we have so far to go with race relations, because we think we're progressing and we think that we've come a long way, and then we actually take a look at what's happening on social media or just the culture around us, and have a long way to
absolutely
go.
Absolutely.
So
it's amazing. It's like we took this huge step and you go to the next level, but then this next level has just got so much more to go. And so some people think, I mean, there's, you know, one of the most, did you listen to Revisionist History by any chance? It was the Malcolm Gladwell podcast.
I need a podcast that.
Oh, do it. There's one on that about discussing the idea of, like, if people, like, if someone says, like, hey, we hired a black guy at work. Well, now we're okay. We hired a black guy, so obviously we're not racist. So then it's okay for us to say racist things. It's one of his big points that he makes on it. And that's where we're at right now. Some people feel like, well, look, man, we accept black, you know, black people live everywhere, so we accept it. No, man, it's going to be so much more than that. We have so far to go. And that's why this show, and not to bring it back to it, but that's why this show is so great for people to watch.
Yeah.
They get to see, not on this heavy-handed, dramatic level. No, you get to see everyday people going through everyday stuff, and you get to learn. I learn every day. I'm like, oh, my God, I did not. You have no idea how many times I've said, I had no idea. Like,
right?
I did not know that.
Yeah. Dude, it is. It's amazing. New Mexico is a little different. I feel like culturally we're very diverse here, a very eclectic group, which is phenomenal. But again, I grew up here, born in Texas. So white dude, born in Texas, you know, moved to New Mexico. Sure. My mom's Hispanic, but I look like the whitest dude on the planet. So, you know, growing up, obviously, things have changed so much, and yet I'm trying to bring this around to the fact that you work with the one, the only Lawrence Fishburne. Obviously, he plays Pops on Black-ish. My very first interaction with Lawrence Fishburne was in seventh grade. My mom took me to a movie because she wanted me to know how hard life could be at times. I'm not making this up.
I saw Boys in the Hood when I was in the seventh grade.
Oh, my gosh.
At the movie theater. Apparently my mom, single mom, so she was like, how do I talk to him about, sex and gang violence and... I'm just going to take him to see Boys in the Hood. I'm not even being funny, man.
Wow.
So I just want to say Lawrence Fishburne was instrumental in my young no-dad childhood because he was like, he was Pops. And now he's Pops on Blackish, which is cool. So,
dude, it is exactly what you're saying. It is so freaking cool, man. When I first met him, I was like, and for me, I'm 37. So when Matrix came out, I was 20.
Yeah.
I was 19. Like, that changed my life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, that movie changed my life. So he's so cool. He's relaxed. He's chill. He's the nicest guy. People call him Fish, which is just awesome.
That's cool. I love that.
Oh, man, Jeff, I wish we had more time. I think we just became best friends. We're the same age. We love movies, and you're going to have to come back on the show. For sure.
Yeah.
Please. I could talk movies with you guys all day.
Yes.
All day. Dude, love Black-ish. Thank you so much for talking with us. And we'll be watching for sure.
Heck yeah, man.
Awesome, man. Thanks, guys. All right.
Have a great day.
See you. Love that guy.
That was a great interview.
Jeff, he is awesome.
Do you know, it's funny. You watch shows, Fallon and Colbert and those kind of shows, and you see, and there's certain celebrities that are great interviews because they're like this guy. They're real. They're pushing their deal because the studio says you got to go out and you got to be on TV and you got to talk about the show.
Mm-hmm.
But the first 5 minutes had nothing to do with his show.
Yeah.
He was just geeking out over
That's
movies.
The best. Yeah.
And he was just being himself. And those are the kind of interviews that I like the most. So I'm glad I got to hear that one today. That was good.
Find him right now. He's on the old Twitters.
From my Twitter. I think I'm going to do it too.
Yeah, he needs actually some Twitter followers and Instagram followers.
Yeah.
Because he's not huge yet. He hasn't.
Yeah.
But this show, one of the most popular shows on ABC. And he's funny.
And the other thing about it is, you can tell by listening to him, He's not just an actor.
Yeah.
He has other interests in life. Even if it's not his movie, he loves those movies.
Yep.
And the whole podcast thing, he pays attention to history and what's going on around him too.
Report.
So I think that's a big deal.
Heck yeah.
Guys, I have more followers than him on Twitter.
Really? That's what I'm saying.
What's his handle?
You're gonna be shocked. It's @JeffMeacham.
Oh. I would have never found that.
All right. We gotta take a break. We got to do Super Blow. The final round of Super Blow. We need somebody that has a microwave, two eggs, and a Sharpie, something to write on the eggs. If you would like to be a part of Super Blow, text in 585 Live. Let us know that you can be a part of it. We'll definitely make it worth your while. But we have to find out if yesterday's Super Blow is accurate. Because we had something go down, and we'll recap that when we come back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Super Bowl 51, Sunday night in Houston. It's the final hours for ticket scalpers and people peddling phony tickets. NFL Senior Counsel Mike Buchwald says the real things have security enhancements.
Thermochromic ink is used on the graphic on the lower part of the ticket. The HTX logo and the NRG Stadium image will fade when heat is applied and will return when the heat source is removed.
The New England Patriots are going for a fifth Super Bowl title in the game. The Atlanta Falcons looking for their first.
At the National Prayer Breakfast, President Trump defending his executive order on immigration while also vowing to protect religious liberty. But he also took a swipe at the new host of The Apprentice.
And they hired a big, big movie star, Arnold Schwarzenegger, to take my place. And we know how that turned out.
Microsoft proposing exemptions to the president's immigration order, allowing people from the seven affected countries to enter and leave the U.S. on business or for family emergency if they have a valid work or student visa and haven't committed any crimes. The Microsoft proposal made in a letter to the Homeland Security Chief and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson.
Some kinds of Skoal and other smokeless tobacco brands are being voluntarily recalled over complaints that metal objects, some of them sharp, have been found inside the can.
The president's pick to head the EPA, Scott Pruitt, moving on to the full Senate after a second committee suspended rules to get around a Democrat boycott.
The CEO of Ralph Lauren has abruptly stepped down.
Pittsburgh's mayor says that city's water is safe, even though a boil order is still in effect for about 100,000 customers.
I should turn the mics on.
Yeah.
Hello, good morning.
I mean, at some point.
8:40.
Sorry, I'm still thrown off by all the really terrible news. High today of 60 degrees.
Yeah.
Gosh! Did they say boiling water because it's that terrible? Literally nothing to report, which I guess is good news in our world this morning. No accidents to report. The roads are clear. Everybody's, like, actually getting along. It must be Friday.
That's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit. Located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
585 Live, you can text in. We still need somebody. Was there somebody from earlier that said they'd be available?
Oh, man, I was like hours ago.
if you're at home right now, and you have a microwave and two eggs and something to write on the eggs, a Sharpie or something, and you want to be a part of Super Blow, text in 585 Live, and we want to do our last round. And did you hear yesterday what happened with Super Blow?
I saw the post on Instagram.
Yeah. Well, if you missed it, here's
it
what
predicted
happened.
Predicted Atlanta, right?
Well, let's find out.
Oh.
Anything happening?
Huh? What?
Nothing's happening. They're still turning. Let's see. It's a good game so far. You know, kind of tossing the ball here
okay.
and there.
All right.
A couple of interceptions.
Back and forth.
A couple of flags because of, you know.
Because refs.
Just been taking a long time.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm hearing something. Okay.
Open it up.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Which egg was it?
It was the... Oh my gosh! Like everything's shattered. Everything's in play. Like
did
I can't,
both of the eggs blow up?
Yeah, the egg blew up.
No, like, both of them or which one?
One of them blew up. Hold on.
Which one?
Hold on, I'm putting the pieces together.
Oh my gosh!
Why don't you just look at the one that didn't blow up and go right? The other one.
And the winner is you guys, the Pats.
The Pats blew up.
The Pats blew up.
No!
Yeah! The Falcons are going to win!
Nope.
Super Bowl 51!
Nope.
So, I've been doing Super Blow for years where we put two eggs in the microwave. We hit start, and whichever egg blows up is the loser of the Super Bowl. No joke. I'm not just making this up for radio. You guys don't believe me at all. I know it.
The look but on your face. For about how could I believe you,
Buck? If you're listening, you need to call in because for I think 7 years at least we've been doing this, and it's 100% accurate.
Okay.
Don't believe me?
No.
You guys don't believe me,
Dex. I mean, I believe you.
Hey, the old Edge Army can even respond on the text line if they want because. If you've listened to me for years, you know it's been 100% accurate.
I believe you. Now, let me ask you this question. Are you the one doing it, or would you have
callers?
Okay. Just like what happened today.
Exactly.
I mean, yesterday.
Yes.
Okay.
But the only thing is, the reason I want to do another round, she put them in bowls.
Oh.
I think that we've never done that.
Did that change it? Oh, you just had them put them in there.
Yeah, you're just supposed to put them in the microwave and have them dance around and then explode. She put them in bowls so that way there wouldn't be a mess in her microwave.
I did like the way she was describing.
She did a great job.
Interceptions, dropping the ball. That was hilarious.
Yeah, because that's the thing. They move around and it's, you know, you can kind of see. So I would like to do one more round to see if.
I think it's a great idea.
Because it's so accurate if the bowls had an effect on it or not. Yeah. Just that's my two cents. 585 Live. If you have two eggs, microwave, and a Sharpie, Super Blow.
I mean, I'm going to text my daughter.
Is she home?
I'm going to see if she's home.
Man. Dude, we got to do it.
Okay, but what happens if
one of my daughters.
If it's the opposite.
Then we have to do a third round.
We have to go to a third round.
Tiebreaker.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I just say that Super Blow has made me about $1,500 in the last 3 years.
Thank you very much. And I know. I know you've been listening to... Okay.
He just hung up.
Yeah, I know that guy. He's been listening to me for years.
But yeah, Portland just chimed in and said, why is Buck not doing Super Blow? That's because he got a real job and he wouldn't do it anymore because he's like, I'm only going to come in once every other month. People are still going to love me.
He would never do it. So if
somebody else said it's accurate, I've listened to Dex for 7 years now.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I wasn't doubting you, but you're so creative.
The odds are pretty good,
and you like to make people laugh.
You got a 50-50 shot.
Sometimes it's hard to tell when you're being...
I get it. I totally understand. Even Madden.
You're the radio host who played Cried Wolf, is what you are sometimes.
Yeah, you're right. Even Madden NFL, they've predicted... they've been right 9 of the last 13 years.
By the teams, they got one guy from each team who plays. Right. Yeah. I've seen that. That's.
And then this year, they actually predicted that the Patriots will beat the Falcons by a score of 27-24.
Yeah.
It's going to be a close game.
I think it's going to be a close game.
So
I hope so.
Somebody else said Dex is spewing the truth every time the egg blows for that team. That's the team that loses the Super Bowl. I guess somebody else reminded us last night, Jimmy Fallon, they had a bunch of puppies. And the puppies picked the Falcons.
Oh, so, that's right. They do that.
I got one right now on the live line. Actually, we're going to call them.
Good.
They are ready to play.
Excellent.
Super Bowl.
I haven't heard back from Randy. If I do.
We might need her still because we might have to go to a third round.
She may be driving. That's why she's not reading my text.
So Atlanta was good. Leading at the half.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, 2-1, right?
Yeah.
Based on some
Hello.
Of the...
Hello.
What's up, fellas?
How's it going?
Appreciate you.
Who's this?
This is Jarrell.
Hey, Jarrell. Or Jor-El.
What's up, guest?
All right.
Jor-El, like Father Superman.
Oh, hey, Jor-El.
Wow.
Are you going to play a round of Super Blow for us?
Yeah, man. I got them right here in the microwave, ready to go.
Beautiful.
I
got to
clean my microwave anyways.
Okay, so there's no bowls or anything, right? You're just putting them in the microwave?
Yep. Okay. One labeled P, one labeled F.
Beautiful.
Okay.
All right. Put that timer on, and you know, just like Nomi yesterday.
We're gonna need some commentary.
Yeah.
So play
walk
by
us
play?
Through the what the eggs are doing.
Okay.
All righty. So how long is this quarter?
5 minutes is probably enough.
I mean, that's gonna blow within a minute. I think, right?
Maybe a couple minutes. Maybe it depends on your microwave
and how cold these eggs were.
Yeah.
Okay. Coming out of the fridge. I'm going 5 minutes. Let's see how it goes.
All right. Here we go.
Oh,
this is awesome.
Okay. Let's
Second
see,
half.
Dirty Birds versus the Pats. Let's see, here we go.
The Dirty Birds.
Yes.
Okay.
I really hope that the Falcons here we can go. Pull this off again.
They're going around each other. You're staring.
Right.
Oh, Falcons receiving the ball. They're going back. No, they lost it. Here we go.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, Pats staying in the middle. Yeah, it looks like the Falcons are playing a rope-a-dope game here.
like that.
Let's see. And let's see. No, still nothing.
Who do you
so
want?
Nothing. Pats are just staying in the middle.
Who are you going for?
Falcons.
Falcons?
Because I don't like the Pats. I'm a Dolphins man, so I don't like the Pats. Let's see. Oh, they're like touching.
Oh.
Okay. I hear bubbling.
Close game. That
I
means
bubbling.
Close game.
Yeah.
It means close game.
Okay. Okay. I hear bubbling. No explosion yet.
Okay.
There's like a science.
Come
test.
On. Come on. They're just dancing now.
Whoa! Oh, there we go. Wow!
I heard
okay.
that. Oh my god!
I definitely heard that.
That was so awesome.
Okay. So the winners of this year's Super Bowl goes to none other than the Dirty Birds.
Oh, wow!
The Falcons?
Wow!
Yep.
Yeah!
By what it looks like a landslide kill here.
Oh my gosh, guys!
Dude.
Oh
That's
my gosh!
Twice.
That's twice. That means. Sunday, the Falcons will be Super Bowl champions. Guys, they will be because this game is 100% accurate.
And here's the thing. Jor-El, named after the father of Superman,
right?
Just played Super Bowl.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I took that from DJ Boston.
Man Krypton that didn't make it.
I'm just saying. Yeah, that's true.
Hey.
When the planet blew. Much like the Patriots, who are going to blow the Super Bowl. Wow.
Hey, could you do us a favor and take a picture of your microwave and then text in that picture? Because we want to post it, if you could.
Yeah, for sure, guys.
All right. We got your number, so we're going to make it worth your while, for sure.
Yeah, we
okay?
are. Dude, thank you so much.
Hey, no problem, guys.
Appreciate
God bless.
You.
Have a great day.
God bless
day.
You, too, man. That guy's awesome. I met him once at Astro Zombies randomly. Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Guys, the Atlanta Falcons.
That's two.
Two in a row.
You know what I'm going to do? On my way to the Bevis, when I get off air, on my way to the Bevis building, I'm going to stop by a grocery store. I'm going to buy some eggs, and I'm going to blow them up in the Baptist building microwave.
Yes!
Yes!
I'm going to try it.
Oh, man.
Because it's Friday, so half the people are off. We do like an every other week off
right?
thing.
Yeah.
So half the building will be gone, and probably I'll be the only one on in my part of the building so I can do it and clean it up real quick before I get in trouble. Diane, I just told everybody.
Oh, my gosh. That's great.
Diane just chimed in and said, I believe you, Dex. I listened to you on The Edge. It has been 100%
Thank
accurate.
You.
I didn't like the test yesterday because they were in bowls.
Thank
we
you.
We needed a reblow.
That's what I'm talking about, guys. See? Right. Now,
but
it feels legit.
But it also, because of this legitimacy, it makes right
yeah.
the first one.
It does. Maybe
Even
the bowls don't have any
Maybe involved. The bowls yeah. have nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing for you, how this bodes, but somebody just said they're pulling out a second mortgage on the house. Falcons.
Oh, my gosh.
Falcons going to pay big, baby.
Guys, don't do that. Okay? Hey, listen to me. Please don't
I mean,
do that.
You were claiming it's 100% accurate.
I mean, it has been.
So
it
then
really
why are you sweating all of a sudden, huh?
I mean, I get 10% of that.
I'm putting down my... My life savings.
Yeah, this
I got
is not
80
good.
Bucks don't on the Falcons.
That. Don't do that.
What?
No, okay. No, let's not do that.
Yeah, definitely wouldn't do that.
But yeah, no joke. Man. It really has. It's a really scary kind of freaky thing that every right. year we've done this.
100%
accurate. 100%
accurate. Yeah.
I've got people backing me up on this. But you never know. Hey, this could be the year. It's not.
All right.
Well. We'll find out Sunday.
We'll find out. I mean, if the Falcons win,
dude,
which seems like it's not going to happen
yeah.
just because Tom Brady's so good.
Yeah. Nobody's giving the Falcons
now
a chance.
Now I'm rooting for Brady, man. I want Super Blow to.
You want yeah. Super Blow
to? I want it to blow up in your face.
Oh, my God.
Much like the egg. I literally want egg on your face.
Oh, I really hope. I really hope the Falcons win. Good morning.
Yeah.
But, Buck, can you please tell everybody? I mean, we've had listeners texting in confirming that it's 100% accurate, but please tell everybody.
It's not 100% accurate. What? There's one year okay. where it was wrong.
What year?
I believe it was the year that you won the TV.
Wow.
What? No way. Are you serious?
Yeah.
No, man. Hold on. Remember, we would do multiple rounds at times.
I know. I think the year, I believe, was the Baltimore... I believe it's the Baltimore Ravens and the San Francisco 49ers, and I think that's the only
wow.
year that it was wrong.
See, I don't agree
Dex.
With that. I don't
wow,
agree with that.
Dex.
I didn't even have listeners confirm it.
Speaking of things we don't agree with and listeners confirming things, I'm glad we've got Buck on the phone because I think we need to call Wild 106 because they did Super Blow this morning.
They did Super Blow?
Yeah. People are chiming in. They were furious because they said they stole our bit.
What,
or your
what
bit.
Morning show is Wild 106?
I don't know. I didn't even know they had a morning show. I thought they just listened to Dr. Dre.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Oh, my goodness. Here's my take on the game. The Falcons are a 3-point dog. I think the Atlanta Falcons are going to win that game.
No!
Thank you.
I do. I actually do.
Wow.
I think,
wow.
You know, I mean, if you look at the progression of the team, I mean, Matt Ryan got drafted in what, 2008, 2009?
Yeah.
It's about his time.
Yeah, I hear you.
Dude, Matty Ice,
no,
huh?
No Rob Gronkowski in the Patriots. He's out. He's yeah. not playing.
That's true.
You know, you've got Danny Amendola. You've got
Julian Edelman.
A couple good tight ends. You've got Michael Bennett, former tight end for the Chicago Bears. They've got a two-headed running monster back there, you know, in LeGarrette Blount, whatever the other guy, Deion Lewis. I think everybody's expecting it to be a really high-scoring game, but I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think it's going to be probably like 21-17.
Wow.
Man.
All right.
That's my prediction. I mean, yeah, Tom Brady's good. God, that guy's older than I am, isn't he?
He's pretty old, man. I don't know about that old, but he's pretty old.
Whatever, Steve-O, dude, you're just as old as I am. You keep telling everybody you're like 31, and it's like, it's not true.
Tom Brady is 39 years old, so he's actually older than I am, but younger than you.
Ooh. That is the truth.
That's so wrong.
But it's true! He's pretty old,
one
man.
One day you'll have this with him, buddy. Don't worry.
Yeah. One day I hope to have your banging beard, man. It is the best beard on the planet, so I'm trying. My cheeks are still a little patchy.
Yeah, well, it's all right. You'll go. They have this thing that you go through. It's called puberty.
Okay.
Your voice is going to drop
Thanks.
A little bit.
Thanks.
You're going to get more hair in your
it's
face.
It's a family
Thanks,
show,
man. Thank you.
Well,
okay.
About a beard.
Listen, football man, Brett Favre yesterday said that Tom Brady and Joe Montana are the greatest quarterbacks ever of all time, and it's not even close. What do you think? Who do you think Tom Brady should be? Is he the greatest quarterback of all time?
Man, you know what? It's really, as much as I'm just, it's not that I hate the Patriots. I mean, I've got a friend, a very good friend of mine that I went to church. Her son-in-law plays for the Patriots, and it's not that I hate the Patriots, but I'm tired of them.
Yeah,
you know, I want somebody else to have a turn.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, because if you look at the past 10 years, what has it been? It's been the Steelers, it's been the Patriots,
Seahawks,
the Broncos.
Yeah,
you know, I want to see one of these other teams start to come up, one of these other dynasty teams, you know, or even like a non-dynasty team like Carolina. It would have been cool to see them win the Super Bowl because how old is that franchise? Like 15 years old, something like that. 20 years old. It's not that old.
Yeah.
So I just kind of want it to shift around. I like variety.
Yeah.
Mm. Well said.
So, yeah.
Well said, Buck.
But to answer your question, Steve-O, it's hard to not put Tom Brady into that category.
He's the greatest of all time. He's the greatest of all time.
I don't know.
Joe Montana was pretty spectacular.
He was spectacular.
Elway, what about Elway?
Terry Bradshaw.
I was just going to say, you can't leave, forget Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah.
And I didn't like Terry Bradshaw.
You need to look at the Cowboys. You've got
Aikman.
You've got Troy Aikman. That guy was a phenomenal quarterback.
Yeah. He was.
Phenomenal.
He Roger was. Staubach.
Yeah.
Roger Staubach.
Mark Ripken.
What?
Ryan Leaf. Wait.
Douglas.
Bobby Douglas.
Literally.
Yeah. I love it. So, there you go.
I don't know, man. I mean, you can honestly put Dan Marino in that conversation, yeah. Even though
he never won one.
He's never won a Super Bowl, but look at the guy, man. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
If Marino would have been on a different team, he would have won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Mm.
Not necessarily the Dolphins part of it, but I mean the supporting cast. He never had a supporting cast. That's the same thing that happened to Elway until he won those last two Super Bowls. They never had a complete team. He had to do it all by himself.
Yeah, and what about Drew Brees? I mean, look at what that guy does.
Yeah.
He's tiny. He shouldn't be as successful as he is.
Yeah.
He's a phenomenon.
Well,
so that's my two cents.
I believe you're a phenomenon, and we got to go.
Okay. All right, man.
See you later.
Love you, buddy. Bye.
That was my old job wife, Buck.
It's interesting when you look at Joe Montana versus Tom Brady. They both have 4 Super Bowl rings. They both were 3-time Super Bowl MVPs. Joe Montana was an 8-time Pro Bowler. Tom Brady, 12 of those.
Yeah, crazy.
If Tom Brady wins this, I mean, even if he doesn't win, I honestly think he's the greatest quarterback of all time. Up to date.
Yeah. Yeah. If not the greatest.
Because Dak Prescott could.
Yeah. Well, no. But top 3 for sure in the history of the NFL.
Yeah.
Top 3.
The Super Bowl. Will that one team do the things it needs to do to that other team? Or will the other team do the other things it needs to do to that team?
Great question.
We're going to find out in just 2 days.
Great questions.
Two days.
Well, Falcons win, so.
I know. It's Patriots all the way.
Yeah. Will you take your seats, please?
It's the Morning Invasion with Dax and Steve-O.
USA! USA! USA!
Ready for some football?
Let's jam!
Let's rumble!
Let's rock this joint!
What a way to kick off the NFL season.
Rock and roll!
Are you ready for some football?
Football!
Get lost. Daddy's trying to watch the ball game.
We're watching the game.
I love football.
I like football!
Big fourth down play here.
Stay in there on that football field.
Forced out to his left. Now throws. Touchdown! Touchdown!
Okay, now, ladies, you ready to talk about football?
He could go all the way. Touchdown! Touchdown!
Are you ready for some football?
I'm in.
Good morning. Welcome to the program. The Booper Soul will be happening on Sunday.
That's right.
Not only will the Booper Soul be happening on Sunday, you know what else happens on Sunday, guys? You guys know.
I'm preaching in Artesia.
Oh.
It's the 5th. Okay. We got Phoenix on the mandolin and Calvary Knob Hill doing some cool.
Cool.
The Puppy Bowl.
Oh.
And this year, there's outrage over the Puppy Bowl.
Is there really?
Sometimes it seems the world has gone mad. Little ones being separated from their mothers. You can see the sadness in their eyes. This Super Bowl Sunday, end the madness. End the sadness of the Puppy Bowl.
Animal Planet's annual Puppy Bowl.
Puppies being objectified, promoted for product, branded by advertisers, herded together for television talk show programs, and even given away to celebrities like they're a free sample from Costco.
We have a surprise for you.
For Puppy Bowl, we got a 50 Shades of Grey puppy.
This year, stop with all the cuteness, because if you think they're having a good time, why aren't any of them smiling?
Okay, that's this a great point.
This message paid for by the Leave the Pups Alone Foundation.
Guys, you will not be watching the Puppy Bowl.
Is that real?
I am going to boycott the Puppy Bowl.
It's been happening for years.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's so funny because I've never actually tuned in to watch the Puppy Bowl. But the next day, usually at work when, you know, we're talking Super Bowl and I'm prepping, I'll see, oh, this is what happened at the Puppy Bowl. Right. And it's just chaotic with all these dogs like carrying the football down the field. Yeah. It's crazy. It happens.
You know what I actually miss? And this is going to sound weird because it was when I was a little kid and it's probably just great marketing that turned my generation into alcoholics.
The Bud Bowl.
The Bud Bowl, man!
I knew that's what you were going to say.
I loved the Bud Bowl. Now, for those that have no idea what I'm talking about, A, I'm definitely not condoning the consumption of lots of beer. B, why would you choose Budweiser to begin with? No. We're not going to get into that. We have a Baptist in studio. C, it was Budweiser versus Bud Light, I believe, right?
Yeah.
And it was like during the halftime and like they were going back and forth and it was like this animated
CGI type
football game. I mean, this was like '80s, so I don't know if there was CGI. I feel like this was a long time ago. It was probably claymation.
Claymation or stop
who knows?
Motion.
Who knows? But when I was a kid, it was like, dude, this is so awesome. I don't even know what beer is. But it was the Bud Bowl, and it was just like fun, and it like
they had little tiny helmets.
They had helmets,
and
on
they had
the,
a football like tape to one of them.
Totally, dude. Yeah. And like me and my siblings, and like we would always like argue and like who's gonna win, and we'd take sides, and it was so much fun.
Incoming message from your boss, Chip.
Oh no! I guess okay.
This bit is stupid. It's time to move on, boys.
Okay. Well, thank you, Alexa.
All right.
Thank you.
Let's you know we did Super Blow this last break.
Yep.
For the second time, we found out that the Atlanta Falcons...
I'm calling it Super Blow II.
The Atlanta Falcons...
There you go.
...are going to win Super Bowl 51.
Yeah.
We were talking about, you know, Madden. They do their predictions every year where they, you know, EA Sports, they simulate the Super Bowl. And they've been right 9 of the last 13 years. You know, Pastor Skip is doing, no, we don't need it.
Okay.
Pastor Skip is doing this incredible series right now, Against All Odds. And, you know, taking us back and talking about what are the odds that Jesus Christ would be born
right
in Bethlehem?
Dude, this series, man.
Yeah. It'll blow your mind.
It's just speaking to the different, it's not just like, hey, blind faith and all heart.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
hey, let's mathematically show you.
That's what changed it for
prophecies
me.
From the Old Testament, hundreds of years before the coming of Christ.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, like, it's true. Right. It's, for me in my 20s, I'd always grown up as a Christian since I was 5 years old. And in my 20s, I was really challenged. Someone challenged my faith and I thought, man, why do I believe?
Yeah.
Do I believe just because my parents and my grandparents told me that this is the way it is? And so I went out on this journey for myself. I want to find out.
Yeah.
I sought God out. You know, I prayed and said, God, show me if you're real. I want to know. And he did. And that's what I found out. There's so many facts out there. There's so much evidence out there that honestly would take more faith for me not to believe.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you just have to go out there and look for it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why resources like The Case for Faith by Strobel, you know, he lays that factual information out and shows some of the astronomical percentages of how this couldn't just happen by accident.
Yeah.
And I just remember by the time that book came out, I had already been in ministry for, I don't know, 15 years or so. So when I got a hold of it, it just reinforced everything that I had kind of been learning anyway, and it put it in a concise form in that book. So I kind of feel like that was a great resource for me to be able to pass along to other people and for me to kind of go back and refer to when I need to. But I love when I've heard bits and pieces of Skip's series. If I'm on the road, sometimes I'll listen to him, like on a Saturday night, I'll listen to the Skip's sermons while I'm driving. I get tired of music or whatever, and I'll listen to, to it as long as I can keep up with it to wherever I'm going.
Yeah.
And I love how he brings out those facts, not just Skip. I mean, it just happens to be a series he's doing, but anybody who can bring that stuff to it just solidifies for people who are seeking.
Right.
It just really brings it home and shows that it's just not something that could accidentally happen. Right. Any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Way back in the, man, it was years ago, before Team Awesome Morning Party, I did a show with Mitch. And her and I had an opportunity to interview an author that, oh, man. And so if you're jonesing for stuff like this, maybe you are questioning, Lee Strobel definitely takes it from a lawyer's perspective, if you will. But one that rocked my world, that's just a phenomenal read, is by a man named J. Warner Wallace. We had him on our show, actually. We had a chance to interview him. It's called Cold Case Christianity. This dude, similar story, solid, staunch atheist. Did not believe in any of it. And how could he? Because he was a homicide detective in L.A. and saw the most gruesome things and was just like, there is no God.
Yeah.
These are horrific. Humans are disgusting. Well, man, yeah. So he was not only a homicide detective, but he's a forensic expert. So somebody had been talking to him about Christianity, and it wasn't obviously clicking with him. He was just like, this is stupid. But he started to think about the fact that a couple thousand years ago, a man was murdered, and he took up the case of Jesus as a cold case that he studied as a homicide detective.
Yeah.
So as this homicide detective in LA, he just took it up like a cold case, like any other cold case. And then it started to examine things like eyewitnesses, records, evidence, the accounts of the gospels and different accounts as well. And when he applied his skills as this expert detective to the New Testament, he came to realize that these claims, they were provable as a cold case homicide detective.
Wow.
Yeah, dude.
That's awesome.
And it was fascinating to me because he starts talking about, I mean, think about this. In our modern culture, like we have so much more technology and we have so much available to us, so many resources. I'll tell you what, man, Cold Case Christianity, it's by J. Warner Wallace. And, the foreword actually is by Lee Strobel.
I think I got that book just the other day. It's one of those where I bought a stack of them, right? And I'm going to move that one up in the pile.
Dude, it's just fascinating, especially, think about like the most popular shows on television, CSI Miami, like all these shows or whatever it is. And it's similarly like this atheist who is a homicide detective took up the case of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Fascinating stuff.
It's 338-3700 if you'd like to call in. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. This is Robert. I just wanted to say I read that book with the Lee Strobel about the case for Christ.
Yeah.
There's enough evidence in that book. I read that whole book, man, and there's a bunch of it. There's a case for Christ, a case for this, a case, and he has a bunch of them that he did the forward on. But, man, I like you were talking about earlier about is there enough evidence to show that God is real, man? Like, I do get distracted, kind of distracted too in my face sometimes and say, well, am I believing this? Like, because my parents were, but you know what? I was watching that Neil deGrasse Tyson, and he's one of those scientists they don't believe in God. They believe that we came from rats, they were saying, or something like that the rats are the longest surviving species, and we evolved from rats to monkeys to this, to evolution, and I don't believe it, man. And I think, like, when I watch that show sometimes, because I have Netflix and I binge on all the creation and how it shows all the earth's crust and all that, and It's just crazy because God, I believe that he holds the span of the universe between his forefinger and his thumb. That's how awesome our God is, you know? Mm. And it's crazy, man, that the evolutionists, they believe that we came from rats and all that. But, yeah, I do doubt my, it does doubt sometimes. We all have that doubt. Is it real? Is God real? But he's as real as you make him. I mean, he's there no matter what, but you got to just believe more, you know? Got to read your Bible every day. I read my Bible. I mean, sometimes I don't read it, and then I fall short, but we always do. But like yesterday, I hadn't read it in a few days, and I had to read it, and I just started reading Hebrews, and man, we got to get into the Word, man.
I gotta say, I gotta tell you, man, I kind of disagree in some regard because, talking about like, you just gotta believe more and you just got like almost this, it's interesting. Monday night when we went out with the guys, we had a similar conversation about faith. And I think that's what separates it is there are times in our lives where we can't dig deep enough or pull ourselves up by our bootstraps or just, you know, make ourselves believe because it's God working outside of us. It has nothing to do with us. His spirit moves us in such a way that I just, because it almost sounds like, well, you just got to convince yourself enough, because I do think there, I don't want to get into the sciences and start talking about theories and different things like that, but Sam, what would you say in that regard? Because yeah, I see your face.
Yeah, I think I understand what he's saying.
Probably,
what he's trying to say.
From a place of like,
of making sure we have to become convinced ourselves. Yes, to come to this understanding. But what the transformation that takes place is what God does in transforming our hearts. Mm. And there are times when we just have to say, I don't understand how this works completely.
Right.
I don't even understand why he would do this. He's explained to us a little bit in his word why he would do this, because he loves us and he wants to be in a relationship with us. But that doesn't come from within us. That comes from him working in us. And then what we do and it's manifested in our faith gets stronger because he continues to reveal himself to us and shows us that he is completely trustworthy. And as he is proving himself trustworthy, we begin to trust him more and more. And it's part of the transformational process that he began in our hearts when we invited Christ into our life as our Lord and Savior. That instantaneous change of being brought from death into life that happens instantaneously, but then the beginning of also the process of him making us into who he wants us to be. And it's completely him working in us rather than us doing ourselves. Now, we put ourselves in position to get stuff, to receive that from him by reading the scripture and by praying and by being in fellowship with other believers and being part of a local body. Those are all instruments that God uses or conduits through which he flows and works through in our lives. But that stuff doesn't change our hearts. Yeah. That just puts us in a position to allow God to change our hearts.
Yeah.
He's the one that's doing the changing.
And I think the reason I wanted to chime in is because I get nervous. I think, at least for me, growing up in the church realm that I was in, it was like it became this dangerous place where there were doubt and questions and whatever. And I think I've grown in my faith at the times when I didn't know the answer and I was questioning.
Yeah.
I mean, we're called to in Thessalonians, it's talking, you know, man, about the day of the Lord and these instructions and what we are called to do and being at peace among yourselves. It talks about not quenching the spirit, not despising prophecies, but test everything.
Yeah.
Like test it all and hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. And I think everybody that's where they get the, like, we got to avoid the appearance of evil. And it's like, well, that's actually not what it's talking about. It's talking about like testing prophecies and scriptures. And I think it's more dangerous when you're just sitting under a pastor or a Bible teaching or your favorite radio program, and you're just like spooning it in, like,
or
just ingesting it all, going, "Yes, I'm just gonna have faith that this is all what God is wanting me to hear right now."
A YouTube
pastor
video.
Yeah.
You don't know how many times I've had a conversation with somebody, and even me years ago, I'd watch a YouTube video and think, Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That sounds legit.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that sounds
tickling of the ears. Those are the best lies is when they have about 80% truth, right? 70% truth.
We have to be so careful.
Well, that seems kind of accurate. I'm just going to eat this up.
Right.
And we ingest something that, man, that can harm us.
Well, and this sounds a little bit cliche, but there's truth to it that, you know, a lot of heresy comes straight out of the Bible. And what I mean by that is they just take something completely out of context.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Or they build an entire doctrine on one little thing that took place in the Old Testament.
On a non-essential, like, let's just take this.
Yeah. Yeah. An example that I think of is that a few years ago, there was this whole movement of the prayer of Jabez. Mm. And this author said that if you pray the prayer of Jabez, then your territory will expand.
I read that book.
And you're building an entire doctrine on one little piece of scripture. And we just have to be careful about that.
Yeah, somebody gave me that book and said, this will change your life. And I remember reading that and feeling the same way, you know, kind of, wait.
Yeah. See, because it's more, I love that God has inspired people in our day to write stuff that gives us insight into the scripture. And for some of us who haven't read that before, it might be a new insight because we haven't experienced it before. But for some of us who have been around a long time, we go, oh yeah, that's so-and-so author said that a long time ago. Mm. Or one of the church fathers said that a long time ago. Or even it's based on something that Paul wrote to the Philippians. And we have to be careful about only taking that book or that information that one preacher or author has written, which God may have helped to get that out there.
Right.
Although I think, you know, marketing is really good about getting it into the hands of people as well, which doesn't necessarily mean it's good theological information. But read that stuff with a grain of salt and realize that that's just a person who's interpreting the scripture and is helping us to have a good insight on that. There's several authors that I like that are even somewhat famous preachers that once in a while in one of their books they'll write something I'm like, I don't think that's right. Mm. I don't agree with that, or I need to investigate that a little bit more. And it's because they're human also. They're not writing something that's inspired by God in the sense that the scripture was inspired by God, you know, in 2 Timothy 3:16, all scriptures God breathed and is useful for teaching, correcting, rebuking, training in righteousness. That's important. That's inspired. That's God breathed. He breathed the life of the scripture. There may be another book that I was inspired to write because of something that God brought me through, but that's not scripture inspired. Mm. That's you know, inspired by my circumstances and my experiences. And so I was inspired to write it. I may have been led by God to write something like that, but it's not on the same level as scripture. And we always have to go back to scripture and back to God's spirit working in us and speaking to us to help us to understand that. Mm. And it's a lifelong process. It's never finished.
I found a list and, do we have time?
Yeah, good.
Okay. I found a list, of 10 popular Bible verses that aren't actually in the Bible.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think speaking of just ingesting things, something will sound good and we'll just go, yeah,
that
man,
sounds biblical.
That's good, you know? Yeah. Or we'll cling to things, you know, and some of them are just because they took something out of context or they just quote it, maybe paraphrase it, like spare the rod, spoil the child, isn't actually, he who spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is careful to discipline him. So they, you know, spare the rod, spoil the child.
Right.
You know, Bible doesn't technically say that. It says he who spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is careful to discipline him.
Mm, yeah.
Money is the root of all evil. That's one that people say.
Yeah,
like,
that is so misquoted.
We know that money is the root of all evil. And it's like, well, no, actually, in 1 Timothy 6. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil.
Right.
And there's some in here that I'm like, I've actually never heard that one. Cleanliness is next to godliness. That's actually, Jesus never said that on the Sermon on the Mount.
No, I actually heard a comedian refer to that. He said, I looked that up in the dictionary. He said, cleavage is next to cleanliness.
That's Baptist Pastor Sam Swan. In James 4:8, it does say, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. So people believe that maybe that could have been a root of where cleanliness would be next to godliness. But all things work together for good. Dude, we know that all things work together.
It's for those who love him.
No, but it's not all things. Not all things work together. In fact, we know that in all things, God works.
There you go.
For the good of those who love him. Yeah. And who have been. So it's not like, well, this thing, it's okay because all things work together.
Yeah.
So this really terrible, tragic situation, we know that it's okay because all things work together for the good. Am I right?
That's
Am I right, y'all? No, it's just God. God works in all things. God is working. God is doing something. But that doesn't necessarily mean the tragic, horrific passing of your parent or, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And
yeah.
Sadly, that one is often quoted in horrible situations.
Yeah.
Man, I'm really sorry that your father just passed away, but honey, we know that all things work together for good. And so God's just gonna. Now, the second part might be true that God can use it.
Right.
He can because he is working, but.
The key is he's the one working.
He's working.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, how about this one? God moves in mysterious ways.
Oh man, I've heard that a lot.
The Lord just works in mysterious ways. Just getting my Baptist twang on because that's where I heard these growing up. Well, honey, the Lord just works in mysterious ways. It's best not to talk about such things as evolution. And I'm just kidding. I'm in so much trouble. But perhaps they're saying Isaiah 55:8 does say, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my way." So it's like, you're really stretching that one, man. Pride comes before the fall. We all know pride before the fall, man. That's actually not in there. Proverbs 16:18 says pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall.
Yeah.
And so, I mean,
some of these are obviously are us paraphrasing, and then it becomes normalized,
man.
And it becomes what we think the actual scripture is.
All things work together for good terrifies me. Yeah. That one most of all, I think, because that one I hear the most, and that's why we talk about things like this. We constantly,
You know, one, and I don't know if this is on the list or not, Steve, but one that always that sort of irritates me a little bit is when people say, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me," and they're talking about, you know, why their team was victorious, or why I ran for a record 275 yards in a football game, or why I hit 17 home runs in one game, which that would be phenomenal.
That would be phenomenal. First of all, 17 at bats in one game, it's impressive.
Pretty sorry pitching is what that is right there.
Yeah.
But that's an example of it being taken completely out of context. Do you know why you can run 275 yards in a football game? Because you're an outstanding athlete and you have a great offensive line and the other team has zero defense.
And hard work
and determination got you there.
Yeah.
It is because you're a gifted athlete.
Yeah.
And I know what they're trying to do. They want to give God the credit. They're trying to give God the credit.
Yeah.
But in quoting that verse, they're creating all kinds of other issues because
it's
completely...
like Tim Tebow. Is that what you're saying?
I don't have a problem with Tim Tebow.
I'm just kidding.
He's a phenomenal athlete. He's a terrible NFL quarterback, but he's a very good athlete. I hope he makes it with the Mets organization. I think that'd be kind of cool.
They didn't invite him to spring training.
I know.
But I'm hoping Terry Collins is pushing for it, so somehow get
him
there.
He's a good athlete.
Let's get back on track here.
I'm sorry.
Can't start talking sports with me. I'm like,
yeah,
oh,
I know,
man.
Me too. I get so
Squirrel!
Distracted.
Yeah.
So we want to, we have to be careful. We always have to be careful when we're quoting scripture, whether it's a memory verse or a memory passage that, more than one verse that we've memorized, that we're also quoting it within the context and that we're using it within the context that it was intended for. An example of, like, there's a passage and I always get my Corinthians mixed up when I try to start talking about this, but that where Paul says, you do not belong to yourself. You, and I'm paraphrasing, I'd have to look it up. You don't belong to yourself. You were bought at a price. I have used that verse in talking about the choices that we make. When you make a decision, remember, you don't belong to yourself. And then I quickly explain, now that, and I quote that verse, I quickly explain that verse is speaking specifically about sexual immorality, but the principle that that verse has is true. I want the people that I'm speaking to when I preach to understand I have taken that verse a little out of context because of the principle that it's talking about, because that principle applies. We no longer belong to ourselves. We don't get to make our decisions. We're not in charge of our lives anymore. We've surrendered our lives to Christ. But I want them to understand that that verse was originally written in the context of avoiding sexual immorality. Don't do sexual immorality because you don't belong to yourself. Well, that also applies to you shouldn't do any kind of harmful stuff because you don't belong to yourself and you don't get to make the decisions for your life. You consult God. You ask for his leadership in your life if you're a follower of Christ because you don't belong to yourself. But I want them to understand that that verse isn't specifically dealing with that. So, and I'm not perfect. I'm going to blow it sometimes. And I know that over all the sermons I've preached for years and years and years, that I've had to go back once or twice. I've gone back and said, I said something wrong last week. I want to correct it.
Yeah.
Because I want to be responsible with my teaching. I want to make sure that I'm not messing anybody up.
Which you should, because you're going to be judged according to a stricter standard. It tells us that in James. So have fun with that, man.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Appreciate it. Yeah.
By the way, Portland just chimed in and said, Anthony Rizzo could hit 17 homers, probably more.
I agree, bro. I was just thinking, if anybody could do it, it would be Rizzo or Chris Bryant. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, man. That's
great. I love you, Portland.
Yeah. All right. Man. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, the top signs you're at a bad Super Bowl party?
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Super Bowl 51, Sunday night in Houston. It's the final hours for ticket scalpers and people peddling phony tickets. NFL Senior Counsel Mike Buchwald says the real things have security enhancements.
Thermochromic ink is used on the graphic on the lower part of the ticket. The HTX logo and the NRG Stadium image will fade when heat is applied and will return when the heat source is removed.
The New England Patriots are going for a fifth Super Bowl title in the game. The Atlanta Falcons looking for their first.
At the National Prayer Breakfast, President Trump defending his executive order on immigration while also vowing to protect religious liberty. But he also took a swipe at the new host of The Apprentice.
And they hired a big, big movie star, Arnold Schwarzenegger, to take my place. And we know how that turned out.
Microsoft proposing exemptions to the president's immigration order, allowing people from the seven affected countries to enter and leave the U.S. on business or for family emergency if they have a valid work or student visa and haven't committed any crimes. The Microsoft proposal made in a letter to the Homeland Security Chief and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson.
Some kinds of Skoal and other smokeless tobacco brands are being voluntarily recalled over complaints that metal objects, some of them sharp, have been found inside the can.
The president's pick to head the EPA, Scott Pruitt, moving on to the full Senate after a second committee suspended rules to get around a Democrat boycott.
The CEO of Ralph Lauren has abruptly stepped down.
Pittsburgh's mayor says that city's water is safe, even though a boil order is still in effect for about 100,000 customers.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Dex and Steve-O and Sam Swan.
Good morning.
9:40.
High today of 60 degrees.
Traffic!
Take a look at the roads, girl. Gonna do it all right. Let's see, the morning commute's looking pretty good. No accidents to report this morning at all. Yeah. You know
this traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com, or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
A lot of you heading to a Super Bowl party this weekend. Here's some signs you're at a bad Super Bowl party. Buffalo wings aren't traffic cone orange enough. If they're not the traffic cone orange, I won't even go near them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, they have
to have cone orange.
They have to have that color, because if they don't, they're not going to be up to par. You know they won't.
You mean like with the heat or with, what do you mean?
Just, you know, like.
Just flavor.
The flavor, you know, the sauce has to be completely covered. It's traffic cone orange.
I got to give a shout out to my 4-year-old, because last night we got wings and we got like the lemon pepper for the everybody else. And then I get mango habanero.
Oh.
And only myself and my 13-year-old partake in the mango habanero.
Because it's so sweet at first, and then it's like,
and then it punches you in the throat with death.
It's a velvet hammer.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Sam, that was the best way you could have explained that. We're rocking wings last night, and I take the first bite of the first one. I'm like, whoo, man. All right. And Brody's watching me in his little 4-year-old brain, and he's like, I want those. Uh-huh. And I said, dude, you don't want these, man. I promise you, they are so hot. And he's like, I want those. And so I said, okay, I don't want you to get hurt, because I didn't know, like, man, is this going to stop his heart? He's 4. So
you actually,
so then
one?
Like, so then they're like, well, get him some water. And I'm like, he doesn't drink dairy, you know? And they're like, well, get him almond milk. I'm like, that defeats the purpose of dairy. Cause dairy is really what, you know, it's,
yeah.
So almond milk's not going to have the same effect that normal milk is to quench the fire. So I'm like, I'll just get him some water. So I got him water, and I'm like, okay, I'm literally, you're just stick your tongue out. I'm just going to swipe it on your tongue, and that's all you get. And so he sticks his tongue out, and I go, whew. And I just stood there for a second. I was waiting. And I'm like, well, is it hot? He's like, no.
What?
Yeah.
Nothing?
I'm like,
there was no weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Did you give him? Did you
give
him one?
And so I'm like, really? Are you being funny? Like, do you need to drink water? Brody, drink water if you need to drink water. And he's like, no, I want to bite one. And I'm like,
you did it?
Okay.
This is us all over again.
Yeah, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I didn't. I wanted to let him do. He wanted to jump off that rock and go
clear diving.
Yeah, but 4 years
old? That's
so
young.
I said, all right, man, mango habanero, it's not, it's like up there on the higher register.
Yeah.
And the place that we went to, it's actually like, this is the one. This is the hottest. So he took a bite, and I waited.
Nothing?
And I waited. And
oh,
I'm like,
my gosh.
I'm like, your taste buds must be destroyed. They're burned. And I said, is it hot? And he's waiting, and he goes, no. Grabs his water and just like inhales his water, and his eyes like are watering. He was like turning red. He went back over to the refrigerator and like poured more water and came and sat down. And I said, it's hot, huh?
No. He is never going to admit.
He refused to admit it was
Brody.
Hot.
There's
but he was
of,
like crying.
There's a lot of Steve-O in that kid, isn't
yep,
there?
Totally. Totally.
Okay, traffic cone orange.
Yeah, traffic cone orange. You always have to make sure that they're that color.
You know, I'm not a big wings fan. I don't like the chicken, the meat off the bone. Mm. If I go to a wings place, I'll get the boneless wings, which I know is just chicken breast. That's
yeah, those
pretty.
Are fine.
But it's chicken. I'll eat some chicken. But there's just something.
Yeah, I get it.
I can't eat it off the bone.
Yeah.
Sorry. Enough about me.
These are some signs, you know, you're at a bad Super Bowl party. This is something I can't stand. The guy that has the sores on his hands dipping into the guacamole. Come on, guy.
I think I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Dude, why would you?
Someone needs to, you know, maybe call him out, say, listen, guy.
Listen, guy. Oh, hey, guy.
Hey, guy. another bad sign, you're at a horrible Super Bowl party. There are more cats in the house than people.
Oh gosh.
Probably should.
Yeah.
Would somebody like that actually host a Super Bowl party?
I don't know.
Probably not.
More cats than people?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Teo has 2 cats, right?
Yeah.
So that's different. We have 2 cats.
The 7-layer dip only has 2 layers. The 7-layer dip is so important. You have to have 7. If any less than that is you don't even go there.
There's a whole other issue there.
Yeah.
Those people are liars.
They are liars.
It's a 7-layer dip that they, here, try my 7-layer dip. Hey, this is only 2. Well, we ran out of the other 5.
It's just what it's called.
That's just a dip.
Let's not get hung up in nomenclature.
I mean, come on, man. You don't bite into a moon pie hoping you're eating a piece of the moon, am I right?
Yeah.
Just what they're called.
All right, here's another thing, all right? Here's another thing. And if this happens at your Super Bowl party, I want you to kick them out.
I do. RC Cola. Yeah. Moon pie.
That's my favorite.
That's right.
RC Cola is my favorite there cola,
you
go, man. Baby.
I want you guys to kick this person out. If you have them at your Super Bowl party, you escort them out the door. All right, I cannot stand when your hipster friends won't shut up about how soccer is the real football.
Oh, my gosh.
And you're watching the Super Bowl, that's sitting there talking about, soccer, that's the real football.
Yeah,
that's
because
stupid.
if you went to a World Cup party,
yeah,
and you started talking about American football.
Well, first of all, the hooligans would murder you.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, not only would they escort you out of there, but you might not find the pieces of your body spread all over soccer fields across the city.
Hey,
yeah,
man, you mean football fields.
Excuse me, football. European football.
Football.
Goal!
Dude! That was impressive.
Thank you.
I kid you not, we got invited to a Super Bowl party this weekend, and I interviewed my good friend, whom I know he loves sports. He coaches my son's little league team. Uh-huh. Like, he's
but you don't know his friends and his family.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so, but beforehand, it was still just like, hey man, okay, so here's the question: Are you gonna watch the game? Do you watch the commercials?
Yeah.
Seriously, because it's like, this is a big deal.
Yeah, because at some parties you'll go to, they'll when the commercials come on, that's when everybody wants to talk, and everybody wants to, they turn the sound down.
It's not me.
It's
like, no, I'm opposite. We crank it. I'm gonna blast my wife a little. She's kind of a snob when it comes to the Super Bowl, and so I had to go through this process. I mean, it's a big deal.
Yeah,
you got to go to the right party.
Yeah, or
not party.
Yeah.
Chrissy prefers to not party. She prefers to just sit on the couch because it's like, I don't want anybody talking to me. Like, she wants to watch
the game.
The Super Bowl.
That's how Brenda is.
Serious. And the truth is, and let's be real, man, maybe it's just part of the Christian culture, or maybe this is women in general. You go to the party and there's the one wife who's actually a sports fan, and then everybody else is in the back gabbing about knitting or other stupid things, like scrapbooking and stuff. And the last party we went to, oh man, I thought it was going to be the last party Chrissy and I ever went to because we were the big D was coming. She seriously got stuck. Like, oh, Chrissy, you should come see this. We're gonna, and they went off and did their little crafty things. And I really thought she was going to leave me.
Or at least beat up one of those women.
Or at least, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
It's a gamble, man.
That's
you got
funny.
To pick the right party, guys. It's a
I hope things work out. I can't wait for Monday. Find out. Our final.
If I'm not here Monday, it's because Chrissy murdered me because we went to the wrong Super Bowl party and she got stuck talking.
Yeah.
Our final sign that you're at a terrible Super Bowl party. Donald Trump would describe all the guys there as bad hombres.
Oh my gosh. Get out. Come on, man. You just set us back a decade.
What?
You just set us back a decade with that joke.
Bad hombres.
We had Jeff Meacham on this morning from Black-ish. I thought we were working towards something.
Well, you know.
Just set us back.
Yeah, it's good.
Somebody said, another sign you're at a terrible Super Bowl party. The host welcomes you with a terrible SpongeBob impersonation.
Yeah! Welcome to the party! Yeah! Krabby Cakes are over here!
Krabby Cakes! Oh my gosh, there's two of you?
SpongeBob!
I've only seen that part when I flip through the channels.
Uh-huh.
And we avoid SpongeBob almost as badly as we avoid Hannah Montana. Or we did.
Montana. Seriously, my daughter was, she loved Hannah Montana.
Oh man, Emily did too.
Gosh.
Crazy. Okay, so what are you guys going to have at Dex? Are you having a Super Bowl party?
Well,
or are you going to a Super Bowl party?
We had talked about, mentioned going over to Jeter's house.
Oh.
But then, Steve-O sent me a text over the weekend. I'm at the grocery store.
Okay.
And he said, okay, what do you do in this situation, Sam? Your friend texts you.
I get to be mediator.
And he says, so did we really have plans for the Super Bowl? Because we're thinking about going over to a friend's house. How do you respond?
Wait.
Let me hear the other
Everybody,
side.
You just got to hear both sides.
Okay.
Here's the other side of it. Dex, how many of my children's birthday parties have you been invited to?
No.
Answer the question, my friend.
All of them?
How many have you actually shown up to?
Two.
One.
Okay, one, but then I did show up with the present later on for the other
one. At another day. You did. That's true.
Did you have a party?
What does this have to do with anything?
What does this have to do with the situation?
I feel he's trying to establish context.
How many times have you been invited over to the Jeters for, like, the UFC fights?
What? You invite me all the time. Every time you have a get-together, you invite
me. Right. Every single time. How many times have you been able to make it? Excuses are real reasons aside. It has nothing to do with that. I'm just saying, how many times have you actually made it on my invite? 10%?
Man, I don't know.
20%?
Quite a few. I mean, you're my number one friend.
I know. That says something.
We go over there quite
a bit. Because still only 20%, and I'm starting to see why I'm your number one friend.
For real. I know. Yeah.
So we invite them over all the time because we just want to hang out with the Toss. That's what we do. Yeah. Our kids get along. When you find friends who have kids that love each other, it's like, let's just hang out all the time because our kids love you. Well, the Super Bowl, it's like kind of sacred. And we're like, well, it's the Super Bowl. Let's just invite Dex and his family over. That's it. Just Dex and no one else.
Yeah,
that's
so all invited us.
Yeah, so we're like, dude, Super Bowl, are we doing this? And this was the response I got. Let me talk to Leslie.
Okay.
You never, ever said you were coming.
That was a pretty good Dex impression, by the way.
Let me talk to Leslie. Right. And then in my brain, I immediately went, that's a no. And so.
But here's the thing. This is what's funny about the whole thing is that, yeah, I didn't give you 100% guarantee that
you
I was coming.
You didn't say you were coming.
I didn't. But I just assumed that you guys were going to do it because you've always said on the radio, you always say, we like to do it at our house because of Chrissy.
Yeah, we do. We don't like going anywhere.
I assumed that, you know what? Well, we'll just go over to the Jeters for Super Bowl.
Okay.
I got the text message.
But he never tells anybody these things. He doesn't
tell
anybody
these
things.
It's my fault that I assumed that there's no way you guys would have left to go to another party.
Producer Doug, can you isolate that audio?
Okay, Doug isn't here anymore.
He doesn't work here anymore?
No.
So
when I got the text message, in that situation, I'm not going to be the guy that says, we had plans. What's up? You can't go to another party.
No. Because then I texted back and I said, hey man, do we have plans? We just got invited somewhere else, for a Super Bowl party.
That almost sounded like a confirmation. Before I say yes to the other invitation, I want to check with you, Dex.
So I texted and I said,
yes.
And then I'm pretty sure if you check your texts, back to it, I said something like this. I said, hey man, Did we have plans? Are we really hanging out? How about I do it exactly? Okay. Why dance around this? Do we have real Super Bowl plans? We just got invited to someone else's and weren't sure what we were actually doing. Ha 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 ha.
I was at the grocery store. I get this text.
And this is the response. Ha 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 ha. No, you're all good, Brodus. And I said, are you sure? We'd rather stay home and hang out with you guys.
Exactly.
And you want to hear the next line? I can ask Leslie.
Yeah. Because the thing is, I had mentioned to her that we were going to go to the Jeters for Super Bowl. But again, didn't really come back to you and say it was 100%.
I'm just saying. Okay. And then I said, don't worry about it, man. It's a good friend. And, you know, we don't mind hanging out elsewhere.
Listen. Let's get down to what really is the issue.
You were a flake.
I was the flake.
No, not were. You are a flake.
I'm a flake and didn't confirm 100% with you that we were coming so we could have the Super Bowl party. And,
we haven't let our counselor chime in.
Go ahead, Sam.
You know, I just want to give him.
Go ahead. You got about a minute.
That's good. I can sum this up easily.
Okay.
Dex, you got to tell people your answer.
Yeah, man.
You got to give your answer.
You know, it's my fault.
I was talking to a good friend this week about that very thing.
We're not laying blame. We're just saying that in this circumstance, there was a failure of complete communication.
I was literally the worst at this. I'm like Paul in this situation. Like, I am the chief of sinners in this regard. People would call me out all the time because I'd be like, yeah, man, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And I just don't want to say yes.
And then I'd be like, And then they would come back to me and go, dude, you never showed up. And I was like, yeah, sorry. Knowing in my brain I was never really going to go.
Yes.
And then he'd be like, dude, just it's okay to say no, but you just like left us hanging, you know? Bible says let your yes be yes and your no be no. And then it's like stabbing me through my soul. And finally I was like, you know what? Why do I lie? Like, not lie, but just dance around it. Like, if I can't be there or maybe I just don't want to be there now – probably because Teo is the best at this. I just watched him for years go, nah, dude, sounds lame, you know?
Yeah,
that I was like, I guess I better be real. So I'll just say, nah, you know, not going to make
it. And honestly,
Dex
sometimes...
Dex is a sweetheart. He's got the biggest
heart in the
world.
Doesn't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
It's enlarged.
And
that's why he's eating healthy.
You know, the truth is, when somebody invites me to something, I want to make sure with Brenda, because she has... Sometimes she'll make other plans that I don't know about.
Why don't you come to my party? Why don't you come to my friend's party?
Okay.
Why don't you just do that?
All right.
You gonna check with Leslie?
See, that's the other thing. I have my other half that, you know, things happen.
Yeah.
We have kids.
Comes up.
That's true.
I hate to be the guy that says yes and then doesn't.
And then calls back and says, I can't go because
I hate being that
Leslie
guy.
Told me I'm
that's
not
why,
allowed to go out.
Yeah.
That's
why
what you
I don't
do,
like
though.
To say.
Everybody, nobody likes my wife because I just use her as an excuse all the time.
Oh my gosh.
That's what you do, man.
Get out of here.
This
is,
wait.
Get out of here.
This, are we still on air?
This took a turn.
That is
I'm
not
just kidding.
True.
It's always me. I'm the flake.
Okay.
It's always
I'm
me, guys.
I'm the flake, too. No, it's me. All right?
No, it's
You're
me.
Both flakes.
And honestly, I didn't even care. I was kind of glad that we didn't have to go over to your house.
Yeah. Good. Good. I didn't want to hang out with you anyways.
Because, you know, we don't even get the Super Bowl at my house, so I don't even know where I'm going to watch
it. If we hang out on Sunday, then it's like, what are we going to talk about Monday for the show?
We're just having
better
family
if we're
at
not together.
House.
Really?
So. Yeah, it's just
maybe
one
I'll
over
come.
Yeah,
maybe I'll be there.
Dude, please do that and all Facebook right. Live it.
Dude, that'd be we will take an Instagram and post it and hit you up.
But maybe, Sam. I'm not saying yes, but maybe.
Cool, man.
Okay.
So we'll see you at the gym at 11:30.
I'll meet you
right?
in the parking lot at Smith's, Dex, and,
yeah,
and drive you blindfolded to my house because I don't actually want you to know where I live.
Yeah, right? I'll eat all your food.
That's
I'll
cool.
Come over and eat
we'll
all your food.
We'll have lots, man.
All right. Hey, if you missed any of the show this morning, hit the podcast. It'll be up at iTunes, Google Play, or Star88.fm. Thank you, Sam Swan. We love you, man.
My pleasure. Love you guys, too.
Love you, man.
We love you, Starman. Have a beautiful weekend. Hey, go Seahawks.
Yeah! No, not that was... They're not even...
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you got the bird reference,
oh, okay.
So,
all
yeah.
Right. Bye.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight.